Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
You're a goddamn genius!
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Box. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
That's
funny. Stop the rock.
Out there in Radio Land.
Your phone number
877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna. Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
The timing was off there because the door.
Rob let himself out for some reason.
The door inadvertently. Now, you know, the thing about the door is, if the door was to close now, it would only close on you and me.
This is true.
Buzz would still be here.
He would still be here.
Well,
we would be stepping outside.
Out. Guys, no. Don't stay out there. Please. Come. Everybody. I want you back in. Everybody else wants you back in. Please. Come back into the studio. We want a show. We need a Don and Mike show. Here in Washington, it's rainy, it's nasty. We need you guys.
All right, all right. Don't whine. We're just fooling with you.
Damn.
We can't just step out for a second?
We was worried.
Just to compose ourselves
for a
second?
All you have to do is walk over, open the door, and just step out for a minute. It's no big deal.
See, we just need a second, man.
Well, I guess they need a second. If they need a second, they need a second. You know, if it'll make them feel better about doing the show today, if it'll make them stronger, then, you know, more power to them.
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time. Change your mind. You'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their princess in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
Let that guy in. And now he's gone. And now it's just me and you again, waiting for Don and Mike. Boy, this is something you normally only do to a general manager. You don't do this to your buddy, your little pal, you know. But we are alone now. Hey, baby. Just you and me for a few minutes.
Thanks, Buzz.
He calmed right down after that music came out.
Thanks, and hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for letting us goof around here at the beginning. It is the day before All Hallows Eve. Tomorrow, it's the big one.
Yep.
Trick or Tom.
Very exciting.
That's right. Halloween, hurry up, kids. You gotta be here at radio station WJFK, Dynamite World Headquarters. Starting at this time tomorrow, we'll accept the first 31 people, kids.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking in front of your TV sets with a horror bomb. And remember to do giveaway at 9.
Right.
Miss it. And don't forget to wear your mask.
It's almost time.
It's ticking.
Somebody's got a knife.
Almost time, it's almost time, it's almost time. Trick or Tom, it's almost time. Silver Shamrock. Tomorrow on the show, come down with some type of costume. Doesn't have to be anything elaborate. And be one of the first 31 people here. Put your hand in Tom's sack, and you will pull out a treat.
A cheesy treat.
A treat for Tom. We have all kinds of different things. Everything from clipping the toenails on Tom's feet, to trimming his ear hair, to holding tissues while Tom blows his nose.
Oh, how wonderful that'll be.
Applying deodorant to Tom's armpits, smelling Tom's breath. Anyway, you perform one of these acts, and out of the 31 different acts that we have, two people are guaranteed to win $500.
Beautiful. Very good.
And one person, if they so decide to take the challenge, will be an instant winner. And this is just for you girls, because we like girls better than boys. A girl will pick out the special envelope that says, make out with Tom for 60 seconds.
And most importantly, it's an afternoon of pampering for Mr. Tom Gallo.
Got it. And you make out with Tom for 60, and you walk away with an extra $500.
Wow.
So tomorrow, this happens right at the beginning of the show. Be here, lined up early, kids.
Very exciting.
You got to have, as I said, some sort of Halloween mask or costume on.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom will be here dressed as Santa Claus. Also tomorrow during the show, Joe wearing his bunny suit, trick-or-treating for beer.
Really, as much as I'm excited about Trick or Tom, I'm glad that this is becoming a Halloween tradition for Joe to go out and trick or treat. There's nothing like hearing him drag his cooler around the suburban streets as the beers rattle inside them.
Now, we did this for the first time last year. It was when we were on the midday show.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be better now that we're back in the afternoon time, and especially
everybody will be home.
And especially, this is one time you're going to be saying, I'm glad for the time change, because it'll be getting darker earlier.
Yes, and they'll have a bunny at their house.
Big bunny. Big drunk bunny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you guys doing this morning?
Sorry. Whatever. Hi.
Yeah. I'm not trying to bust balls or anything. I'm just wondering, the way the prizes are, isn't it just more appropriately called Tom or Treat?
You know, I was thinking about that, but no, Trick or Tom has just
a
nice
it has a better ring to it.
A better ring to it.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Another junior producer.
Yeah. See, that was a way you could get more. No, shut up. Shut up. Leave the driving to us.
Absolutely.
That would see would be a way to get more people. No, shut up. That's why I'm here and you're there.
That's right.
That's why I'm talking to the microphone and you're eating my dial tone right now, you douchebag. And pardon me, I had a phone... a phone experience today at home.
Oh, no.
And why me? Here's why I say, why me?
Why me?
I pick up the phone today, the regular home telephone, and the guy says, I say, hello? The guy says, is this Dr. Wagner's office? I said, nope, and I hung up. About 5 seconds later, phone rings again. Same guy. He says, hey, dude, you didn't have to hang up on me. And I said, excuse me? He said, I said you didn't have to hang up on me. So I hung up on him again. 2 seconds later, the phone rings again. I pick up and I go, what is your problem? And the guy says, again with the dude, hey, dude, I dialed the wrong number, man. And, like, you could say, I'm sorry, but that's not the right number. And you could have said goodbye or no, I'm sorry, but thank you for calling. I said, you're calling me on my home number. Because now it's obvious the guy is just hitting redial on his,
right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On his telephone. And I said, you called, let me see if I got this straight. You called a wrong number. I said to you, nope. That's all I said, N-O-P-E. Is this Dr. Wagner's office? Nope. Hung up. Mm-hmm. You called me back to bust my balls about this? And he said, hey, dude, I just think it's not the way you treat people. And
you've been having some run-ins on the phone.
Yeah, and then he said goodbye, and he hung up. And I sat there for a minute just looking at the phone, and I couldn't help myself. Star 69, I got the number, and I called him back. And he goes, hello? And I said, yeah, is this Dr. Wagner's office? And he says, hey, dude, how did you get my number? And I said, I star 69'd you. He said, oh, and I swear to God, he said, righteous.
You like that.
It ended well.
Yeah, I started being mad at the guy, but after like 4-5 phone conversations, I couldn't be mad at the guy.
No. Well, especially if he gives you props for Star 69.
Righteous.
And you had to laugh after that.
I did. I laughed. And I said, what number were you trying to dial? And he told me, so you're off. And he was not off by one, not by two, but he was off by 4 digits.
Well, he's probably high.
Off by 4 digits.
And probably just chock full of marijuana.
And that's on the heels of, and I had told Mike about this yesterday, and I hope that this is not taken the wrong way by the people who called me at home. Mm. I live in a little community, a little bedroom community, where everybody knows everybody. But, you know, I like having my privacy.
Sure.
And the other day, I'm just at home, and the phone rings. Hello. Hi. Says, is this Don? Yes. Who's this? This is whatever the guy's name, at the Exxon station.
Hmm.
I just want to let you know we have Diet Vanilla Coke in stock. And I said, well, okay, thanks.
I know exactly how you feel.
And I hung up the phone. And I,
as nice as it is, you certainly can't say anything, you can't give them crap about it, but you feel a little invaded.
Kind of weird. I said to Frieda, I said, how would the grease monkey down at the gas station get our telephone number? And she said, well, you know, we've taken our cars there to have them serviced before, and you have your car inspected there and stuff. I'm sure they have the...
NTF.
I'm sure that they... What's that?
National Treasure Factory.
Thank you, Mike. Anyway, I didn't want to... And now I'm afraid to go into... Now that I've said this now, especially now that I've said this, I'm afraid to go into that Exxon station. And it's my go-to station.
You should go there, buy all the Diet Vanilla Coke they have.
Yeah. Now, you should buy an electric car and just say, goodbye forever.
I'll hook it up, as the kids say, at the Shell station.
Oh, you hook up?
Yeah. Yes, I'll hook it up across the street at the Shell station for a while.
Now, why would you go to the Shell station if you took the time? Do you think there was any...
I think there was no malice intended. It was nothing but a nice humanitarian telephone call, and it's all on me that I feel oogie about the fact. You know, I mean, I think anybody would, regardless if you have a job where you
feel obligated to go to the Exxon station now to buy your Diet Vanilla Coke.
I'm going to feel like a dick if I go in there and buy it now because I'm not sure.
Well, you'll feel like a dick after talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And now you can't go in.
There you go.
And now you're absolutely right.
Because I'm not sure which of the grease monkeys it was that called my house. I don't know them by name.
Oh, God. Well, now you've called them grease monkeys.
Well, that's what they are.
They might
That is a term of affection.
Sure.
Yeah. Grease monkeys. They were.
Might have been the owner that called you. The guy that doesn't get his fingernails dirty.
No, he's an Arab.
Oh, really?
Him, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know.
Now you're definitely not going into that gas station.
Anyway, it was, two weird phone calls.
Well, I understand. Yeah. I've had similar experiences, and you feel not only obligated all of a sudden, you know, because really the bottom line is he may be calling like he's doing you a favor, but he is, in effect, asking you to buy something at his business.
Well, no, I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the fact that, my phone number is supposed to be like the bat phone.
Right.
Yeah, and he got the number. You know,
from one of the many times your car has been serviced.
And I don't mind that, but, golly, it just, makes me think. I wonder, would everybody at the gas station like, hey, you want some fun?
Hey, you.
You want to, hey, you hear that guy in the disc jockey? It tells everybody to go F himself, call him douchebag. You want to have some fun?
Call him up, tell him we got Diet Vanilla Coke. I'll laugh my ass off. I will laugh my ass off. You know, we might want to think twice about that. You know he's a national treasure. Jesus Christ, you sure you want to make that call? Go ahead. We've had a few beers this Friday afternoon.
Anyway, they were being nothing but nice, but it ooged me out. But not as much as that guy did today, but he turned it around, but he went, Righteous
dude.
And really, like, thinking that I had pulled off some kind of incredible stunt, how did you get this number, man? It's star 69. Righteous.
You got to roll him over to the local grocery store, show him the scanners they have now. All sorts of technology available to mankind.
Quite righteous. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I speak with Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hi.
Hey, this is District Dan. I got a couple questions. I wanted to find out if Rita and the Deadhead Girls found a date yet that it was going to be aired.
What?
Start over again.
You're speaking in a rapid-fire manner that we find difficult to understand.
Speak again, Cletus.
This is District Dan. I was wondering if...
This is who? I didn't hear that either.
District Dan.
District Dan.
Double D, Mike.
Correct.
DD.
Yes, DD.
I was wondering if your wife and her Deadhead friends...
That might be the problem. I believe he called your wife Rita.
Yeah, right.
Rita.
You said Rita.
Rita.
And her Deadhead friends. Come on, have some compassion. I can bust my wife's balls about that, but you can't.
Well, okay, I apologize then.
All right, thank you, Double D.
Wait. Can I ask one more question?
You're doing so well. Now, this could be trouble. We're allowing him question.
This is for Joe when he's going out trick-or-treating. Maybe Don can get some free Diet Coke, vanilla.
All right.
There you go. All right.
Just please.
People want to help.
God, I will see you at the pump today.
I pray to God Almighty today. Don't let all the callers. I'm looking at you, God. I'm looking up at you. Don't. Wait a minute. Oh, I'm
Mike,
praying.
Hey, Robbie, you got to get the news. It's very rare that Mike prays on the show.
Yeah.
Normally I pray to Jesus. But,
all right. This is not a hateful prayer at all.
Turn it over to Mike. Go ahead.
This is a hopeful prayer. Oh, God.
Hey, bud.
Oh, God. Sir.
Shut up.
DD, I am praying. Shut up.
Quiet, District Dan.
Oh, God. You are such a powerful and merciful God. Could you find it in your godly heart today to allow us to have good callers, not callers like this last DD dink guy who is interrupting during my prayer.
Amen.
Please, God, make sure that dumbasses like this do not call us all day today. Thank you very much, and sorry about the second breakup. Thank you.
Don?
Oh, he forgives you for that. He doesn't care about that.
Don?
What, DD?
Blessed before I have sinned, my father.
Listen, DD, now would be the time to eject.
Okay, one more question.
No. I've already told you, Maverick. Now is the time to hit the eject button.
That's it. Now, please don't hang up.
You know what? You are the dumbass of dumbasses.
I have already told you, using my world famous Top Gun reference. I called you Maverick from Top Gun. I have told you to eject. Now, pull eject. Hang the phone up.
Ass play. I love you guys.
Oh.
Buzz, you got any weed?
Wow.
Okay, fine. I'll hang up if you want me to, really.
Wow.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you for the $2 I won a month
ago. We really don't want you to hang up. My God, I hope you'll stay with us the whole show.
Yeah, please.
I'll just leave this line open for the entire show to get your feedback. It's very rare, Mike, I think, that we find a talent like District Dan, and I know that for a while we've had various people sit in the third seat, and I think we have found the third part to the puzzle.
You know, let's do some analysis here. Would District Dan be similar to a fellow that was on the show once, Jersey Jerry? Seems the people that put this region in front of their name.
You know, Nebraska Nick.
That feel that they are
Omaha,
so important.
Otis.
So important to put an entire region in front of their name.
I think the problem is bigger than that, Mike. It's someone that calls and instantly wants to have a recognizable name. Johnny Roseby, whatever
done.
That ass
yep,
is. Name.
Done.
Artie Alaska here.
You know, that's. I think Rob's got it. And I think it's bugging him. That's why he tried to interrupt you there.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Explain that, Rob. Go a little further.
Yeah. What was your explanation?
This is an interesting theory.
You are so into the fact that you ready to be a part of the program that you must give yourself a name. And you're District Dickhead or whatever the name you are. But there's other people like Sonny Roast Beef is his name.
Right.
And they call in and they all of a sudden announce themselves like they're the cure for cancer. And all you are the cancer. You're weakening the show. You're weakening the nation. You should go and you should give a lot of blood and pass out. That's what you need to do.
This is Willie, Wisconsin. Saying it's time for you to hit the eject button.
Actually, I'm from Baltimore. I just call myself District Dan because I work in the district.
Oh.
That's your fault.
That ain't so much better.
That's so much more clever.
Uh-huh. That really works.
I am very upset that you guys get off at 6 o'clock and I miss the next hour. That's really terrible.
That is not our decision, District Dummy. That is the decision of the station in Baltimore.
How about a new name for you, like Cancer Calvin or Leukemia Louie?
Oh, wow.
That's very bad.
Very bad.
How about AIDS Alvin?
Alvin AIDS.
Hey, listen, I'm going to let you guys go, okay?
Okay, heart attack, Harry.
Hold on, we're just having fun there, Shingle Sam. Hold on there, Leprosy Larry.
Herpes Herman.
Hypertension Hal.
Don't go anywhere, Gonorrhea Gary.
Super Stan.
Oh, you know, and he's just not. You know, you're not qualified.
No.
Can I get?
And you're listening. You know what you're doing? You're listening to yourself on the radio.
That's right. Chris, congestive heart failure.
You just can't stand it.
I just got off the Beltway. I'm heading.
No, you know.
And that doesn't help.
That doesn't matter.
Get back on.
That doesn't matter.
You're really almost a textbook example.
Arnold aneurysm
of a bad caller.
Ike internal bleeding.
You guys are making me. You're going to make me cry now. Don't do that, guys.
Arnie aneurysm. Did we say that already?
Ronnie rectal cancer.
Oh, dear. That's
Tommy testicular cancer.
Paul polyp.
Does my hemorrhoids have to do anything with it?
Harry hemorrhoid.
Sammy sore.
You know, I hate it when he plays along.
Peter Pickham.
Hey, with all this excitement, can I have some tickets here?
Is your radio still turned up?
I'll turn it down.
Turn it down, Zach said.
Unbelievable idiot. Billy Boyle.
Sammy Scab.
Oh, come on, guys.
Billy Botchism.
Perry Puss.
Vincent Vomit.
Danny Dystrophy.
I'm going to bring you guys some free candy when I come over that way. That's real funny. You know, I'm going to hang up.
Are you really?
No. Can I have some tickets and then I'll hang up?
Hal Hematoma.
God. Oh, I'm dying now, trying to think of anything else.
Sammy Suicide.
Okay. Oh, I pray for that.
Yeah.
I pray for that. Billy Bulimia.
That's right.
Alan Association.
Okay, we got to go to break, guys.
No, we don't have to go to break.
No.
Buzz, you've not chimed in with one yet.
No, I haven't. Wally Wart.
Well, you know, bad things can happen with a wart.
Oh, they can.
Depends on where it's at.
That's right.
Where it's at.
Hey, keep that radio turned up,
right?
Idiot.
Ronnie rectal bleeding. Hey,
love you long time.
Idiot, turn your radio down.
Damn, okay.
Why do you keep turning it up?
Because he told me to turn it up.
Hank, hear himself.
Wait a minute. We told you to turn it up?
Don did.
He's Wally wrong. I did not.
No. Don told you to turn it up. When did that happen?
He said, District Dan, turn it up. And then you guys said turn it down.
He might be Danny Deafness. Maybe he doesn't know it, though.
Maybe, Rob, he's just not a good listener.
Oh, that can't be, Mike.
I am one of your number one listeners.
That's right. Robbie Retard.
Hold on. Here you go. You got some calls now.
Oh,
hello,
good.
Don and Mike show. I love it when our audience wants to play. Hi.
Am I speaking with Danny the Dick? Yes, sir. Who's this?
This is Jimmy the Jackoff.
Jimmy the Jackoff, huh?
Now listen.
He is a horrible, horrible caller.
Dumb Danny, you're going to get deleted if you keep saying stuff like that.
Now, Dan, you just have to try not to do that again, okay?
He told me that I was going to come down with his butt.
Right.
Because
you're Frankie Wanna Fight.
Danny's a dumbass.
Frankie Fight a Lot.
Where you live at there, Frankie?
Vicky Violin.
Spencer's.
Oh, see, I knew that.
Right. Somebody dropped the F-bomb. Which of you Ronnie Retards dropped the F-bomb?
He did, not me, Don.
Was it Danny Dummy or the other guy?
It was the other guy.
Well, wait, hold on.
Yeah, he's bringing... What's happening now is District Dan is bringing, and I just called him District.
Hey, Jimmy Jizz? Jimmy Jizz, did you drop the F-bomb?
Yes.
All right, you know you can't talk like that on the radio.
You're disqualified, Jimmy Jizz. Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye, Jimmy Jag.
So now we're just left with Chloe Clapp.
Seems like this guy is bringing out everybody.
Bring him on. Bring him on. Who's next?
Bring him on.
Here's a Big Head Todd. Big Head Todd.
Big Head. Name.
Hi, Todd.
What's up? I'm talking to Sherman the Shingle.
He's right here. Danny. Go ahead, Danny.
What's up, Todd?
Nothing, Aaron Aid.
You know, it seems like Dan is really producing more Dans is what's happening right now.
It's like babies having babies.
Absolutely. It's like when you step on a spider and it's got all those eggs on its back.
Aaron Drippy Dick.
Rather than get someone...
Drippy bores you, buddy.
What?
You got the load in your pants, okay? Shut up, dude.
My God. Yeah. My God.
It's kind of hard to believe, but right now, Dumb Danny is the...
He's the guru.
He's the
you will never be the winner.
He's the champion, at least on the telephone lines with our callers.
Really? That's Aaron Anal Fisher?
Okay. All right. Everybody wants to play now.
Yeah. Mike and I aren't even...
Not exactly a difficult game to play.
That's terrible.
We've run the disease, haven't we, Vince VD?
Yes, we have.
My God. That's all I can say is my God.
Isn't that right, Tommy Tourette's?
Boys are us.
Sammy Schizophrenia? Peter Paranoid?
Gary Glaucoma?
I'm not paranoid.
I don't know how we get these people listening to our show.
I don't know how they don't. I don't know how they hang with it. You know what they do? They hold on to a few very basic things, but they, I think, by and large, don't get most of the show.
And you realize that our sales staff, we have like 45 salespeople, they're out on the streets telling advertisers, big potential advertisers, like... I'm looking at our next stack of commercials, you know, top-end stuff. I'm talking Mercedes, Radio Shack, Mobile, NBC, Miller Beer.
These are not slouch advertisers.
They're telling these people that the Don and Mike audience is an educated, upscale... Hey, Rob, go give me one of those sales pieces back there on the wall that talks about the average Don and Mike listener.
And then, you know, think about what you're going to hear when we give you some of the sales information that our people are saying to advertisers out on the street. And then listen to Dan.
All right, I'm not your average Dan. I'm not your average listener.
No, dude, no doubt about that, Vinny Vaginosis. No doubt about that.
Calvin Colitis.
I like it when Buzz plays.
Clem Chlamydia.
Somehow when Buzz plays, it validates it.
It does. That's credibility.
You know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, the average person thinks, well, hey, if Buzz is piling on, this guy really must be Danny Douche.
Sam Sarcoma.
Danny Buttafuoco.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
God.
No. Doesn't get it.
Rob, as you got to run that stuff in while this guy's on the... What am I saying while this guy's on the phone? This guy's never going to hang up the line.
Dan.
I am going to hang up.
No, don't hang up until Rob comes in with the information I'm looking for.
Now, Dan.
Can I have some tickets?
Dan.
Here you go.
Dan.
Yes, sir.
Why, when we're talking about diseases and mentioning diseases with names, would you say a name and then Buttafuoco? What possible relation did that have to what we were doing?
Mike, let me stop for a moment here. And please stay on the line there, Danny D.C.
Hurry up.
And let me
hurry up.
Now he's
very busy man.
Rob's back now. Fine. Great.
Well, I just want to use you as the poster child for some of the propaganda that our salespeople are taking out on the streets. It's a quality audience. Reaching the right people is even more important than reaching a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
On the Don and Mike Show, you can count on a consistent delivery of consumers who can purchase your products and services. Don and Mike reach upscale adults. Highest education level is a college graduate or postgraduate. Don and Mike Show rank number one. Advantage over number two station, 19%. Occupation is professional specialty, executive, administrative, management, or sales. Number one. Advantage over number two station, 74%.
Wow.
Job title is CEO, president, vice president, owner partner, general manager, or board member director. Don and Mike Show rank number one.
There you go.
Advantage over number two station, 51%. Read the Wall Street Journal daily. Don and Mike Show number one. Advantage over number two station, 16%.
16.
Personally attended the Kennedy Center last year. Don and Mike Show number one.
Wow.
Advantage over number two station, 54%.
Incredible statistics.
Always vote in statewide or presidential elections. Don and Mike Show number one.
Right.
Advantage over number two station, 70%.
There it is.
The majority of Don and Mike's fans follow the Cornerstone 25 through 54 demo. You'll efficiently reach these consumers without wasting valuable advertising dollars. Don and Mike, entertaining, compelling, and spontaneous, with legions of loyal fans that make the Don and Mike Show a quality show.
Like Dan.
With a quality audience.
Like District Dan.
These listeners have professional, executive, or managerial careers. They listen to Don and Mike to be informed and entertained. And they've got the lifestyles and money to purchase advertised products and services.
Like Dan.
Like Dan.
What do you do, Dan?
Well, I'm a salesman.
Oh, he is in sales.
What do you sell?
I sell about 500 different items in the district.
Wait, why don't you put the T on district instead of a K?
So he has a hot dog cart.
No, but I sell to the hot dog carts.
Good for you.
There you go.
Somebody good for you.
Them. All right, Dan, let me see. Let me go over this list that we have. The Don and Mike Show reaching upscale adults.
Mm-hmm.
Highest education level, Dan. What is your highest education level?
Bachelor's degree.
From where?
Harvard.
You're lying, Dan.
Dan,
don't lie. It's no fun if you lie.
Okay, I went to the 12th grade.
There you go. High school graduate.
So did I. Don't worry about that.
Did you graduate high school?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yes.
Are you telling the truth, Dan?
Yes, I am.
Are you an executive, administrative person, management, or sales?
Yes, management and sales, correct.
Hmm. Are you a CEO, a president, or a vice president, or a board member director?
No.
Oh, now here's what I forgot to mention. Household income?
Yes.
More than $100,000.
Wow.
The Don and Mike Show, number one rank.
That's incredible.
Advantage over number two station?
Uh-huh.
66%.
I bet Dan makes a ton of cash.
Dan?
Yes.
Do you make a ton of cash?
I make a pretty good living, correct.
Household has bonds, money market funds, mutual funds, stocks, stock options, second home, real estate, other securities and investments. Don and Mike Show rank number one.
Number one.
Advantage over number two station, 100%.
There you are.
Dan, tell us about your bonds, your market funds, your mutual funds, your stocks, your stock options.
I have stocks and I have no mutual funds.
But he's got stocks. That's not, Dan, that's fine. You're in the category.
And let me see, you read the Wall Street Journal daily?
No, I don't.
That's all right. You always vote in statewide or presidential elections?
Yes, I do.
And incidentally, the source for this, for these figures, Don and Mike Show average quarter hour audience advantage, source the Scarborough Report, Monday through Friday, and finally it says Don and Mike equals a quality audience equals rifle shot marketing.
Wow. They better be careful with that kind of terminology.
I wonder who came up with that, Jeff Hedges. Rifle shot marketing. I'm going to take that one off the bottom of the page.
Yeah, for a while.
All right, Dan. Well, I find it hard to believe that this is the kind of stuff that they're putting out on the streets for advertising.
Well, Don, those are the statistics, and statistics don't lie.
That's right.
You can't trust everything.
Everything.
All right,
you're right, Dan. You can't trust everything in the district.
All right, Dan. Well, I sure have enjoyed having you on the show.
Yeah. I know. Can I have some tickets, please?
No.
Why not?
You've had your
fun. I mean, come on. I'm from Baltimore. I never.
Boy, you know what? It would have been, Dan. Would have been so great for you just to leave right now.
That would have been the perfect time, again, Maverick, for you to eject.
You just don't know, do you?
I went through that whole big thing with all, you know, how you're not like the portrait of the average listener.
Okay, now listen. Can I call back anytime then?
Sure.
If I can get through the lines.
Sure you can.
You hear that, Rob?
Why would you say that to Rob?
Because sometimes he hangs up on me, and so does Joe.
I think that shows good judgment on their behalf.
Hey, listen, it's been great talking to you guys.
Oh, my. I'm going to treasure this. You know what? I wish.
Mike, this is District Dan, and Rob, I love you guys.
Get a camera. I really need a photo of this moment.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing we did not ask, Dan, and I should ask it now.
Dude, hold on, Mike. We're going to smile for a picture with the best caller ever. You ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. Eat me.
Our best caller Dan?
Ever. Yes.
You ever suffer a head injury?
No, I have a twin sister, though.
You know, sometimes...
Oh, don't encourage him.
No, I'm not. I'm trying not to encourage
him. You hear him laugh? He's laughing like when we laugh at Tom Gavin. That's the same kind of laugh.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's inflicted, really.
I think he is a little inflicted.
I mean, maybe
he's done with something.
He's a working grade, you know what I mean? Functional.
Why did he say thank you to you,
I have no idea.
He's a high-functioning tar.
I think he thought you were me. That was me, Mike, saying you're afflicted, sir.
And I think you're an HFT, a high-functioning tard.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, able to assimilate into society, you know, and do the nominal tasks that we all take for granted on a regular basis when, you know, in actuality for you, there's just immense, gigantic decision you must make every day. You know, S-T-O-P, stop, brains, S-T-O-P, red equals, stop.
My God. I knew I shouldn't have called.
There you go.
All right, Dan.
That's the first intelligent thing you said.
Dan. But I bet it's a lie. Dan, when you've heard in the past people call and get their balls busted, be truthful. Have you ever sat and thought, if I ever called in, it would go really great? Did you ever think that?
I thought that, but now I don't think that.
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah. Lesson learned. Wonderful. We've actually taken something positive away.
So, Dan, you won't be calling again.
No, not when you bust my balls like this, no.
Well, Dan, rest assured that every time you call in, we will do the same thing.
You promise?
All right, Dan, let's take a picture now, and then I want you to eject, okay, Dan?
Hold still.
Okay. Smile now, Dan.
There you go.
Okay, now eject. Hey, eject?
Dan?
Yes, now.
All right, this is District Dan signing off. Goodbye.
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 He's gone. Wait a minute. They're bringing something in for you.
What are you bringing in?
Oh, look at this. A poster.
I don't want a poster of Diet Vanilla Coke. I want the product.
It's pretty cool, though.
For goodness sakes. It's a giant poster. Where did Coca-Cola bring that in?
Actually, people brought it in. They have a Coke campaign going on. Clear Channel Outdoor people. I don't know whoever. Anyway, big fan.
Clear Channel.
I'm sure Alan Limewine's real thrilled you mentioned that, Lisa.
I understand they're in the radio business as well.
Yeah. Yes, they're listening to our program on our station.
This might be a good person for us to have as a contact sometime in the future.
I think that's a very good idea.
I thought that Infinity owned every radio station. You're telling me that there are other companies that own radio stations?
Oh, yes, there are, as a matter of fact.
Wow!
Yeah, Don, as a matter of fact, I've heard, I'm not sure I speak with authority, but that would be, the rumor would be that they would be, you know, the next big one.
Really?
Yeah.
Clear Channel, you say?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got it right here. And I want to give this guy his props. And maybe his managers will hear me giving him his props.
That'd be good.
Kenneth Brodigan, who works for Clear Channel.
Uh-huh.
Brought by the wonderful Diet Vanilla Coke poster.
Well, that's a stinky poster.
But did he bring by any of the... Oh, that's Lisa.
Jesus Christ. Lisa said it was hers. She scared me for a second.
Did they bring by any products,
guys? No, just the lovely sign.
Do you mind taking that out of here? Because it really does stink.
Yeah, I don't want the sign. I want the stuff I can
drink.
Can
you smell that, Lisa?
have no idea what you're talking about.
You know what, though, Mike? It has that Toys R Us plasticky smell that I dig.
It's really bugging me.
Buzz, you'd like the smell.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Take it over to Buzz's studio.
I know. Buzz and I share that love of the Toys R Us.
New plastic and new electronics.
Is that what it's made out of plastic,
guys? Is it plastic?
Get a whiff of it. Bring it over to Buzz.
Yeah.
Bring it to Buzz.
I know another smell you love, which is like a freshly tarred road because it smells like the boardwalk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like the freshly tarred road. I don't like that smell.
Tarred.
And also
tarred.
I like...
That's
hard. Tarred. And that's where you pave the... You actually pave the road with the tards.
District Dan.
I also like the...
good luck.
The smell of a of my nose clipper, because the smell of that smells like a Lionel train
it's
when I was
ozone,
a kid.
Basically, I bet. Like, it smells like bumper cars, too, right?
Yeah.
Right now, the studio smells like District Dan.
I've nailed it. This poster smells like a fresh roll of Scotch tape.
You got it, Buzz.
That's it.
That's a nice clean smell.
A plastic smell. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Nice clean smell.
I don't take that smell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Plastic. Hey, you guys rock. That's for Tim.
There you guys. Let me make sure. I just want to get this one thing straight before we move on. That piece of outdoor advertising is brought to us by Clear Channel.
Right.
And you're telling me.
Yes.
That there's another company besides
they not only do
broadcasting that owns radio stations?
Don, they not only do outdoor advertising, but I believe they own music venues and also lots of radio stations.
Wow, that's news to me. So you know what that would mean? I don't even want to think out loud.
Don't do it.
But golly, that would mean that there might be other places we could work than Infinity Broadcast.
Not just a few, Don, many.
You're kidding me.
Many, and as a matter of fact, I understand they have networks as well. Mm-hmm.
What? No. Mm-hmm. How could you and I possibly be in the business all this time? We've just heard this, and you've known this. You slide
on. I'm sorry, I kept it to
and
myself.
And you've never mentioned this to me, this Clear Channel,
yes,
you say, on this
business
card?
Yes, I've kept that to myself.
Wow. I'm going to file that one away.
I'll make a note of it.
File that number away. East 42nd Street, New York. Well, we have apartments in New York City.
We do indeed.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to remember that. This is a banner day.
That's a good idea.
Dummy Dan, the smell of plastic.
Yeah.
And we found out there's a company called Clear Channel that brought us something.
We did indeed.
Hello.
Hey, guys, you're awesome. Mike, I wanted to answer your prayers and just be a good caller and say you guys rock. I love you. I can't live without you. And I actually kind of like the District Douchebag. I think he's kind of funny.
Well,
he's an idiot, but
all
you guys have plenty of fun with him.
He's all positive.
It's all subjective. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, how did you find out that there are other radio stations out there?
Mike just told me. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were handed this card that says Clear Channel.
I may have been aware. Well, you know what? I don't think it would be really good for me to let you know how I would be aware of that.
So what you're saying is there's other stations out there?
I thought Infinity owned everything.
No, I did, too, for a while.
Righteous.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
There you go.
Huh. You're telling me there's a chance.
Now, let me get this straight. Are there other stations in this city?
Yes, Rob.
I mean, I've heard them out of town, but
no.
There's...
Rob?
Mike, stop your joshing.
I'm not joshing, guys. And you know what?
What?
I may have said too much.
Already?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Secret.
Okay.
Don't worry. I'll fill you in the commercial break.
Okay. I'm dying to hear more about
it. I know you are.
Wow.
Conjurer.
Ooh, wow.
Just tell me, satellites? Do they have satellites?
They have lots of satellites.
Okay.
What? Jesus Christ.
And they happen to bring that Coca-Cola thing in here.
You mean like Infinity? They got everything like Infinity?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? And this company is called Clear Channel?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I'll write that down. Clear Channel. They have stations here?
Yes, they do.
In this town?
Right.
And all the towns we broadcast?
Absolutely. Here.
You're a rat bastard. How long have you known this, Mike?
I've known it for about the last 2 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Don, I don't feel bad. It's new knowledge. You just hadn't had it.
You know what? Yesterday, I wouldn't have even known anything.
No.
But today, quite frankly, I know it.
Oh, frankly, all I know is what you've told me.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Yesterday, my mind was just blank.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, is Sammy the Stinky Poon still there?
Before we go to break, let's just get Joe Ardinger to give us the new catchphrase.
Stinky Poon!
Sweep it. A nation. Thank you, Joe.
That's good.
Joe.
And much like Tom Gavin, he just hangs up.
I need to say goodbye.
His line's busy. I'm going to do the same thing to him the guy did to me today when it was a wrong number. And that was a wrong number. We're just calling back to the...
Stinky Poon!
Okay. When I say thanks, Joe, say... And I get ready to hang up and say bye, Joe. Say bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye, Joe.
Bye.
That was funny with Lisa laughing in the background.
I'm glad Lisa enjoys that.
Yes, she does.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
All right. There's your number, folks. 877-365-3636. $1,000 American dollars on the line now with the secret sound. Good luck, be the 100th caller, you animal.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
The Don and Mike Show. Wearing Cuban heels and cowboy hats, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. I just realized this last night. I promise. Caller 100, just 1 second here. I guess it should be something for those of you listening to us on WJFK here in D.C. Last night, I was waiting for my son to get home. He was out doing some stuff, you know, he was up in New York. And I was up a little later than usual. Came to be 11 o'clock. If I'm up till 11 o'clock, normally I'll turn on Star Trek on TNN. And I'm in the bathroom, and I'm brushing my teeth, and I turn the radio on. And about 5 after 11, I hear this show come on.
Huh. What, on this station?
Yeah. The show that,
as opposed to another station.
Yeah, the show that we did yesterday is coming on at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
So I...
You weren't aware of that?
No. I had not a clue.
How was it?
So, well, it was surreal. It was,
but the show was perfect, right?
Yeah, of course, perfectly. Like,
as it always is.
Right. But just very surreal, because I did not know this, and I immediately called the station. And I said, I called the hotline. I said, hi, this is Don. Is there some problem? And he said, no, everything's under control. Mm-hmm. I said, well, you're running the show that we did 4 hours ago. He said, oh, yes. Yes, we've been doing it for 3 weeks. And I said, really? They said, yeah.
You missed the, you didn't get the memo.
There was a memo.
I don't think there was.
See, I don't know if you're kidding me, like with that Clear Channel thing.
No, of course not.
Apparently, I didn't know.
Who would be talking about that? I mean, wouldn't I be? If you're the last to know, I'm the last to know.
I had no freaking idea.
No.
So it's weird. So right now, I'm just saying, in case I'm awake tonight at midnight,
right?
Go to bed, dummy. That's just for me. Yeah. In case I'm up tonight listening to the replay that apparently is on. Every single night.
Can I talk to myself for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, put something on.
Okay, let's get a call number 100. And it is you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you call 100, my friend.
Thank you.
Hi, what is your name?
My name's Randy.
Randy, here it is. Yes. Almost midnight.
Randy.
And Randy, I said that just for the late night rebroadcast. Randy, you've won. Where are you from, Randy?
I'm from Baltimore.
Here you go. You got Aerosmith tickets. Boy, it's our lucky day.
Right.
Wow. We are clicking on all 8 cylinders in Baltimore today. Mm-hmm. You won tickets before you can buy them to see Aerosmith, MCI Center, Saturday, December 21. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10. Go to Ticketmaster.com for information. Now you'll play for $1,000 when we play you the secret sound, which is a common everyday sound.
Yeah, I don't think it's that common.
Heard in the kitchen. And not that it matters a hill of beans, but I heard the sound myself this morning when I was in the kitchen.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, I don't often hear it, but I just realized as I was going through my routine that, oh, you know what? I guess it is kind of...
You're going through your routine.
But, you know...
Afterwards, I put an eyeball on it to help with my stomach crunches.
American psycho routine. Good luck. We'll give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Aerosmith.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it is. There it is. And I don't think we had a lot of amplification on that because when I pushed the thing in my kitchen, it was... That's the sound I heard, yeah.
Loving an elevator, loving it up when you're going down.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! That's some rock and roll, Cat.
Thank you.
For $1,000, what's the sound?
Is that the sound of the top two syrup bottle closing?
Because, you know, I love my... me, I love me serum right out of the bottle. I love it.
You love your plastic.
Oh, we're sorry.
I love my big plastic Mrs. Butterworth. I love to take... Sometimes you just screw her head off and drink right out of her neck.
Oh, yeah, I drink it.
It's part of your routine.
I like drinking it.
It's part of my routine. No, thank you, my friend.
After I drink my syrup, I eat butter.
Don't forget that. Every guess is a clue.
Clue for you.
Thank you. Hold on. That is still, when you say butter, reminds me, the funniest thing I ever saw at a Denny's was Howard Hoffman one night, very late at night. I did the 6 to 10 shift. He did 10 to 2. I was hanging around the radio station until 2 in the morning. We go to Denny's to eat. There's about 5 of us, and everybody's ordering the eggs and everything, and he says to the waitress, I will have a stick of your finest butter. And she says, excuse me? And he says, I would like a stick of butter.
A stick of butter.
So she brings us all our ham and eggs and steak and eggs, and she brings this disc jockey, Howard Hoffman, a stick of butter on a plate.
God, makes me sick just thinking about it.
In front of everybody, he with a knife and fork.
he cut it?
Cutting it up into pieces. Wow. And he ate...
the entire stick of butter.
The entire stick of butter.
Where are you on the syrup scale? Are you a maple or a store-bought?
I guess I'd be store-bought.
I'm maple all the way.
I so rarely ever use syrup. Mm-hmm. I so rarely ever have... hotcakes or pancakes. I
don't, but because I have little kids, we have it all the time in our house, and so it's I'm big on the regular maple, and now you can get it. Used to be hard to get; it was very difficult to get. Now I have it all the time.
I like the most processed you can get. I don't like the taste of maple syrup.
Yeah, but that's why I asked, because I know that there's a school of thought of people that like the store bought, like log cabin is
that
sure.
Really,
log cabin is good. So is Mrs. Butterworth.
You guys don't have like real maple syrup in your house?
Not sweet enough.
Negative. Mike.
It's not sweet enough.
Right, Rob's right. Not enough preservatives.
A little aftertaste to it, I think.
You know, all three of you guys don't have that.
Not enough man-made.
I was hoping I'd get that answer, because, I mean, I know I've had that discussion with people, mm-hmm. and it always surprises me. I think maybe it's a New England thing that we like our regular maple syrup.
I think it has a lot to do with my high-class upbringing.
I prefer jelly. We used to have Vermont made in my house growing up, though. We didn't have real maple syrup.
I do have something about food that has nothing to do with syrup, though. Huh? They just righteously piss me off.
You love that word, righteous, today.
Well, because the guy said it, it stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Righteous, dude. I had gone to the grocery store, because, you know, Frida went up to be on the Carney show.
Right.
And when I find out the day that show is going to air, it's in a couple of weeks.
And she's still reeling from it?
100% believing.
Good.
From that John Edwards show that she went up for the taping of yesterday. So it's just... Bart and I. And I had gone to the store and bought these Purdue chicken breasts, already made.
Right.
So I can either pop it in the microwave or I can make a sandwich or something. So today I'm getting ready to come to work, and I'm fixing myself some lunch. And I notice that he's generously, I didn't buy any of these for him, because there's other food that he generally eats, but he's like polished off a whole package of these, but there's four of these chicken breasts in the package. And I open the refrigerator and say, oh, he's generously left me one. And I go, okay, that's fine, I'll deal with that. I toast the bread, I go, I pull the thing out, he's taking two bites out of it.
Oh no.
He took like eight half of it.
Are they the boneless breasts?
Yeah. Like took two bites out of it and put it back. And I know he's my kid, and like my germs are his germs and everything.
But it's still somebody, and especially if it's been eaten and just left.
And you know, I really,
left to have all his tooth germs festering.
I don't know, you know, God bless him. I don't know where my son's mouth has been. I can only imagine.
And you know what? But if you'd seen him, if you were sitting there and he took a bite of it at the table and then passed it over to you, it'd be much different than taking a bite and seeing two bites.
No,
Have you ever been in a store and purchased food that had a bite taken out of it? That happened to me.
Never.
That happened to me. It was a box. They were not donuts. They were muffins. And one of the muffins had a human bite
not
taken
just broken
out of, it.
Out of it.
No, it was an obvious human bite, and I almost barfed.
That's someone just goofing.
That's somebody that just goes down the aisle, lifts up the little package, takes a bite out of the muffin, and then puts the muffin back in. I threw them all away.
Do you think, in a way, he was just claiming the chicken breast for later?
You know, I don't know. It's one. I haven't talked to him yet. It's one of two things.
No, in my house, when we do that, you actually make water on it.
It's either that he was claiming it, or that he took a bite out of it and then he thought, oh no,
nobody else can eat it after that.
You know, Dad's going to be pissed.
Right.
I better put this thing back.
So. Now you're talking about pre-made. I mean, like pre-cooked.
Pre-cooked, right?
I'm not familiar with this product. You know,
come on,
you know, I'm always want to. No, wait a minute.
Come on, Clear Channel. I'm not kidding about
no,
that.
No, I am serious about this. I mean, you mean make? Like, I know that they have stuff that when you say pre made, it's like marinated stuff that you see that you have to go put in the microwave or
they're
something.
They're fully made. Hmm. They're low fat, like almost zero fat.
And they're
like it matters. Are they, look at me, hello.
What, do they have any breading on them or anything?
Very lightly breaded.
So they're seasoned and they're made.
Yeah.
And they're the whole breast.
Yes.
I mean, I know they have nuggets.
Yes, Fred Flintstone, yes.
I've missed this.
It's there.
I mean, I'm really into processed food. I had pastaroni last night.
It's there. When I was a kid one time, I got to be the only kid in the world that ever got busted doing this. eating the Bronx candy.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you always go by, I don't know if they have it anymore in the store.
Right. Some do, yeah.
But, you know, back in the day, you used to go to the grocery store, and when you get by the bananas and everything, there was always this big giant thing of Bronx candy.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have all of these different caramels and like, jujubes and stuff. And the deal was you were supposed to put them in a little bag and then bring them up to the counter.
By the pound, yeah.
And, you know, and everybody would walk by and swipe one, and it was no big deal.
Right.
But one time I was in A&P, and my mom was somewhere else in the store, and I was standing there, and I just had only had, like, two or three of them. the caramel kind that's part brown, part white, and part pink.
Neapolitan, the coconut.
Were you standing at the Bronx candy, just fishing them out?
I was standing there and just opening it up, and I feel a hand on the back of my shirt. And the guy brought me. I said, hey, "You can't just stand here and eat those."
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I said, "Well, I don't know how old I was, 7, 8, 9. I'm going to pay for them." He says,
7, 8,
you know, really, I don't,
7. I'm going to pay for them.
I was a little kid.
Right.
I was old enough to know that I was doing something I wasn't supposed to do.
Yeah, you were actually just beginning your life of crime.
Yeah, which led up to the big bike heist with my gang.
We all know your history.
Speaking of my gang, I just want to say that since I told that story on the air about DOT...
Have they scattered to the wind?
Do you know that I've lost contact. Three of them have dropped off the face of the earth, as far as I'm concerned, at least, where... They don't return phone calls.
Right.
I was only talking about one guy.
Yeah.
Who used to DOT. You know, he used to talk about DOT with another guy.
Maybe there was more than one.
Well, I don't know. All I know is that for a long time, all these guys who used to be my little high school gang, we weren't really a gang because we were such pussies. We were just the loser kids that nobody else wanted to be friends with.
Right.
It was me and these other guys. We did everything together. They're from the local D.C. area. I was talking about them on the show. They were loving it. They were going to come down and do a show. Then I started talking about DOT, this one guy in the group who had confided that he and another guy had queer experiences with each other, and they would say DOT, which stood for Do Our Thing.
Yeah. Did you give this much information the last time? You're not mentioning names, so that's fine.
Not mentioning names, but we all remembered.
What was the experience?
The experience was...
Was it by land, by sea, by hand, or by mouth?
I believe it was by mouth.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
I believe it was by mouth.
Oh.
That one time, we heard one of these guys say, and he'd said it for a while, when another guy who wasn't in our group would walk by and say, DOT? And he'd go, yeah, DOT, I'll call you later. It was one of those things where finally we all just said, what is DOT? What is DOT? And we got him on the ground, like we weren't punching him, but you know we were all ganging up on him. And finally, he said,
"Trying to find DOT."
DOT stands for Do Our Thing.
And then you all ran away.
And we said, "What is Do Our Thing?" And he said, "Well, you know, I S is D and he S is my D." And the reason, and we all jumped off him. And then, God, what was wrong with him? He said, "Well, can't find a girl to do it."
Mm-hmm.
That was the answer. Since I told that story on the air of the seven guys...
Pretty interesting logic there.
Since I told that story of the seven friends, I've only been able to get in touch with two of them.
And what have their reactions been?
The other two said that the other four are pissed that I've been telling these stories on the radio.
Oh, really?
And that they no longer want to come down and be a part of the show.
Well, I would imagine even if you didn't mention the particular party, now they would all be... you know, they would all be suspects, so that would be very awkward for them. And there's no way you could eliminate them all as suspects without exposing the one. And you know, you probably wouldn't want to do that to him.
But what I said, though, to the two guys who were still talking to me, Stevie Vouch and Kevin Kinchy, what I said, to, and they don't mind that I say their names on the radio. They're fine with that.
Well, see, now they're obviously exonerated.
Eliminated.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
But what I said to them was, the guy who did this is a guy that I've never talked about. Well, no, I take it back. Oh, I have talked about him on the radio, but never in this context.
Right. Right. And do you know, can I ask this question, and I don't want to make your friends angrier than they already are. Do you know that if the offending party, and it's not offending party, but the gentleman that chose to do DOT, did he continue with a life of
no
homosexual behavior?
No one believes so.
Really?
But apparently, what I heard from the two guys who have given me their okay to say that they're still in contact with me was that
this gets funnier the longer we talk about it.
The person in question, the DOT guy, all of the other guys in the group are now questioning his life, even though he's married, has kids.
Oh, my. Oh.
A couple of these guys know him, and now they're saying, well, you know what? Now I'm thinking maybe it goes both ways.
Right.
You know, because I guess if you got anybody in a situation...
I would imagine if you started that in high school.
Yeah, and now...
You wouldn't be averse to it in other situations.
And now we're all in our 40s, and what these guys have said, well, no, we've thought about this guy before, and I think one of the things was that it was his own choice that he went to see Barry Manilow in concert.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they think, well, maybe he still...
You believe the two to be related.
And I said to these guys...
Logical theory to me.
Well, these are the dumb guys I went to high school with.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And I said to Stevie, I'm going to add him on, Stevie Vouch, Stevie Vagina, I said to him, that's ridiculous that, lots of straight guys would go see Barry Manilow, but it sounded ridiculous.
Yeah.
When I'm saying straight
guys. Well, I don't think it would be exclusively gay men that would go see Barry Manilow.
It's mainly dumpy housefrows that go, right?
Guys that are, you know, dragged along, probably.
Big fat girls. So anyway, I guess I never covered that on the show. Why, my friend?
Would also depend on what year you went to see Barry Manilow. You know?
Last year.
Oh, God, how gay is that?
That's why my gang has never showed up. And the other two guys, Steve and Kevin, who have remained in contact with me, they don't want to come on because they're afraid that they'll alienate
the rest of the
other four who have said that I'm a turncoat scumbucket.
No.
And I said to Stevie and Kevin, I said to them, you tell those guys they can come on the show and they can say anything about me at all that I did when I was a kid, like when I stole a bicycle or anything else.
I would be curious if there would be anyone else in our listening audience that would have or know of similar experiences where young men, under the guise of not being able to get any, would be experiencing something like...
Once in a lifetime, you know, for me.
I wonder if... I certainly didn't hear any of this growing up in my high school, and I would be wondering if anybody would be, hey, yeah, we knew these two guys, and you know, they didn't they didn't have any dates, and they just decided
to this day, I remember exactly where it happened. And those of you Don and Mike historians, be my guest to go to the corner of Belpre and Norbeck Roads in Rockville, Maryland. There is a People's Drugstore there. Now it's CVS.
Right.
It was right in front of that drugstore where we accosted our friend and found out what DOT was, and it was at that point that we all went, ah, oh, God, no. And when we asked him, Jesus, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He looks at us with a straight face and just says, can't find any girls to do it.
Oh, my.
So go to that CVS.
And he was just matter of fact.
Matter of fact.
That's the way he looked at it.
I can't find a girl to do it. And I said, would you do it to me? And he said, if I do it to you, you do it to me.
Well, and then,
which is
and
how
then,
they came up with
well,
DOT.
And then they discovered, you know, they discovered, obviously, that they enjoyed it, and they kept doing it to each other.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you said that a number of times you'd hear them say
DOT,
so obviously this was repeat business.
Well, No, we never heard it after we confronted him.
Sure.
See, we had heard...
Oh, well, of course, he kept it a secret.
We had heard DOT plenty of times.
He probably changed the code words to GB or something like that.
GB?
Get busy.
I think you're ahead of the curve on that. We're talking about 1974. I don't think
Get
there was
busy
any...
was not...
No. Hello, Don.
I've never heard of anything like that.
No. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, was the DOT guy the one you went to the basketball game with that spray painted?
Oh, now, this guy's trouble.
No, it was not.
Why am I trouble?
You're trouble because you're trying to expose the guy.
I don't want to identify. Anybody who's listened to the
show. That's not cool.
Anybody who's listened to the show, and really you'd have to be a really rabid person that hangs on every word.
Yeah.
I have mentioned the guy, at least the guy's nickname on the air before. I don't think I've ever mentioned his real
you don't,
name.
You don't want to.
No, and I that's the last thing I would ever want to do. These guys
this
are
guy
friends.
On the phone wants to.
Yeah.
No, it was a coup. What, the name, Joe wouldn't let me say the name, but it was just a joke. It was a goof.
Okay, goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I had a question and a comment. My
Great.
Question was...
Love that.
Why are you so homophobic, Don, and where's your crap detector now?
Oh, there we go.
Joe, someday are you ever going to be able to figure out when that guy calls? Ever, Joe?
Well, you know, you're asking Joe to expand.
I know.
And grow. And that's not going to happen. All he's going to do is answer the phone by saying... What he always said.
Joe?
Or maybe he's not. Even when I set him up to.
Joe?
Hold on. Okay.
Do you ever think you'll be able to figure out when that guy's calling?
Was that the burper?
Yeah. Although he's not the real burper. He's the fake burper.
All right. Okay.
And then I gave you an out, Joe, that you'd be able to get out of it by saying your catchphrase.
Stinky pig!
Okay.
My God. Slow motion replays don't move that slow.
JT, Joe Timing, we call him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how y'all doing?
As the Beach Boys sing, it takes good timing. Hello.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Oh, I was calling to comment on, like, I guess, a little experience as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah?
I had one when I was, like, 9 years old. I did it to, like, when I was maybe 14. And at that point, we both kind of just quit because we realized we're getting a little old for all that.
So you would engage in that oral pleasure?
You asked another guy's D?
No. I asked another guy's D, but that was it.
Well, now how many times did you do this?
I don't know. There may have been maybe like over the period of 4 years, it may have been like maybe 20 times.
See? You know why I brought that up? Because I knew we'd open something up.
Mm-hmm. Where are you calling from? What city?
I'm calling from West Philly.
So you did this?
So it's a Northeast phenomenon.
So you did this growing up, and then you got to a certain age and said, I'm not into this.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, it disgusts me to even think about it at this point.
Well, that's interesting, though. I knew it. I knew we would find somebody else.
Well, let me ask you something. If you were, well, of course, you wouldn't want to come on the show. I have two questions for you first. The guy who you did this with, are you still in touch with Tim Sabian?
Oh, God.
No, I'm not, actually.
Here's my real question for you. Let's say that in your gang of friends, you know, one of the guys grew up to be a disc jockey and talked about you doing that on the radio. If you were never identified by name, would you be mad? If, like, you turned the radio on and you heard this guy talking about, your name is Tony, but let's say I gave you a nickname like, T-Man, and I said, boy, this guy T-Man, he's asking this other guy's D, would you be mad?
If it was enough to tip any of my friends or family off, I'd be upset. But no, if it was anonymous enough to the point where nobody would really know, then that would be fine.
So now do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or bisexual?
Oh, definitely heterosexual. I'm married and everything.
And you never in your adult life have had another homosexual experience?
Oh, never.
You go see Barry Manilow?
No.
All right,
thanks, my friend.
What about the guy? What about the guy you were with?
I haven't heard from him in good 10 years, I want to say.
So you wouldn't know whether he's gay or not.
I would have no clue.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out.
I think that takes a lot of balls to do that. Thanks.
Thank you.
So to speak.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. I'm Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, Don, did you just say that you asked that guy if he would S your D? I think you did. Don't you know that that's gay?
You were recapping what the guy said.
Yeah, I was recapping what my friend said.
No. Would you S my D? And then you wouldn't.
And you know
what? Let him do it because you have to reciprocate.
You know what? You just said it too. I have you on tape saying it too.
We can replay the tape and we can edit it.
I don't have to. I have you on tape saying.
Oh, you can edit tapes.
No, no. I have you on tape already saying.
Yeah.
Would you S my D? I'm just recounting a story about another guy.
I don't know. I think that was gay.
Right. You know what?
Why don't you back
not
the
that
tape?
There's anything wrong with that. We are really heading down homophobe highway.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
Let me just back that tape up though and show this guy how I could use that tape against him.
Here's how it's done.
If I so chose to.
Mm-hmm.
You got it there, Rob. I just need the guy just saying, "Can I S your D?" What happened in the good old days when they used to be on reel to reel? When did we go digital? We can't afford to buy, whatever. I don't know. It used to be real easy, though. You would just...
Recapping what the guy said.
Yeah, I was recapping what... right.
You're going to have to back it up
even
further.
No, what my friend said.
No.
Would you S my D?
That's it right,
right there.
There.
See, you just said it.
That wasn't isolated. What, do you think it's not gay if your genitals remain clean?
What?
Pardon me? And then he mysteriously hangs up.
Wow.
That was very, very strange.
He doesn't want to be late for his date.
He might still be in the DOT club.
You know, we're getting everybody worked up, and I knew he would. That's why I asked the question.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, you guys can say what you want to about being gay or being straight or experimenting and whatnot, but I'll tell you one thing.
What not alert.
I'll tell you one thing. You suck one C, you're a C sucker for life.
Thank you, Jesse Helms. Thanks for checking in. Always nice hearing from the J-Man. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fabulously open mind.
Yes. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. Similar situation as a young guy. My brother, a few friends, swimming around the swimming pool in the summertime. One of them grabs a water hose.
Yeah?
Takes the water hose. He takes it, and then he like, lets it fill up and then explodes. And then all of
you're not giving each other enemas in the pool? Swimming pool enemas?
Oh, it was horrible.
You know what? You may
you
have.
You want to try?
You may have just opened Pandora's box here.
But anyway, listen, this is the reason now my friends won't come on the show.
That's too good.
I had wanted to have...
They're furious.
I wanted to... Four of them are, two of them are not.
But I believe we are now creating a vehicle for young men, older men, to share their younger experiences with us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
During their formative years.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's me?
Yeah.
I would also like to say, if there are any priests out there, feel free to come clean.
Always trouble, I want to say, trouble when a guy says what not, or when a guy starts a call by saying, is it me?
Right.
You were right.
Hello.
Yeah, I know, but...
Go ahead.
I don't mean to bust your balls, but you said, when the guy said to you that he did that, you said, would you ask Mighty? And he said, yeah, I would, but you'd have to do me too. And that was the last you spoke of it.
No, Don was recounting a story. He was repeating a conversation.
You did say to the guy, would you ask Mighty? You weren't serious, but technically you did say it to him.
Listen, all you junior detectives out there, I'm telling you what my friend said to me and my other friends when we were about 12, when we discovered what DOT was. I never said that to a guy, not that there would be anything wrong with that.
Right. And I believe these guys that are doing this are just doing it to bust balls. What's that? See, they're just ball busters.
Just hang up.
You know, there seems to be, I'm really ready for the low pressure to move out of the area.
Please.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how's it going? Hello. I got to come clean on something here, guys.
Sorry if you pardon the pun.
Were you in the pool giving your friends enemas?
Or did you DOT?
No, the guy that called in before, the crap detector guy?
Yeah.
The original crap detector guy. Where's your crap detector now?
Yeah.
You guys suck.
You know, and then he said that, and I believe it was an imposter crap detector guy.
There's more than one of them out there.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
And next thing you're going to be telling me they're driving white vans.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, there was a...
Miami. There was a very famous group of guys back in the 70s who used to do this. And you already know about it.
This is probably a joke.
Set up for what? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the code word they used was TCB, and they were in Memphis.
Gotcha. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Marty Lack.
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to say these guys almost.
Pardon me?
You know, there's a real
homophobia.
There's Yes, what we got here. I mean, yeah. It's pretty interesting.
We even took and filled him up with water.
We took Elvis's penis.
And he was digging at it real good and said, I ought to get a BJ for this.
We were in the pool.
That one. Just playing in the pool.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Is Buzzard there?
I'm here.
Hi, Buzzard. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you about what I was thinking about wearing to your little soiree tomorrow.
Oh, for Trick or Tom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing a jock strap and a sailor's hat. And I there's something that I think I would like to do also. Sure. I want to slap him in the face with 10 inches of limp.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Oh, you can't.
No?
No.
Can't, you don't do that to Tom.
That's not a treat for Tom.
You can come down and play the game wearing your Popeye the Sailor Man outfit or Village People suit, whatever you were talking about here.
Because I can kick it back and forth and hit each butt cheek each time I do that.
All right. Okay. So
well, we're going hopping. We'll see you later. It's DOT time. Bye-bye.
There goes. And he hung up, too.
A lot of that now.
A lot of hit and runs today.
Sure. Land of the Coward, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
I'm your chief coward. How are you?
Good.
Hi.
I want to tell you a cute story. I used to live in Hollywood, and
a cute story, Mike.
It's a little scary when a guy says it's a cute story.
Boy, long as I didn't hear your whole rap here, but I'm trying to reach between your legs, and he wouldn't let me. Or I should say he wouldn't let me.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that's happened to people, I'm sure.
And then when he got out of the car, he grabbed his package to show it to me and just walked away. Uh-huh. I came back around and beat the crap out of him, and he was gone, or I don't know.
Oh, that was a good response.
Oh, thanks.
Just like that little story for you.
You said, nice story.
That was cute.
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
Lies. Cute story. Thank you. Well, unfortunately, we got a break. That happened in Hollywood.
Is that where you're playing that music?
Just a way to get out of this segment.
Yeah. Fascinating.
A way to get out of this very awkward segment that simply started with me.
We really did stir something up there.
Recanting about, my friends. Anyway, the four guys who won't come on the show, please rethink your position.
Please do.
Yeah, because Stevie and Kevin won't come on unless you guys say it's okay that they come on.
Well, I know they'll come on eventually when it's pool season.
I'd like at least to have two out of the seven guys show up.
Right.
Yeah, you can say anything you want about them.
You don't want to make enemies out of that.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give you
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong.
So that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What if she is hit by a train?
First of all, membership is for life. Take your time, change your mind, you'll never be rushed. Although usually our members find their apprentice in around 6 months or so. If she gets hit by a train 10 years from now, it's a lifetime membership. You're reinstated for free.
They should know better. Sure. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don, my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I love you guys. I just wanted to tell you that.
I love you a long time.
You guys are my favorite show. You make my, long ride home much more bearable.
Oh, thank you. Nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to tell you that I would S your D's.
Oh, thanks. Mike, would you like to put her on hold?
No, that's okay, Don, but, you know, we don't get that very often. We really don't.
Talking about the guys, and, you know, I just thought I'd tell you, being a female, that I would.
Would you ask everybody's D here?
Sure.
Really? Who's the...
Even Joe's?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, you don't have to. Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I get Alyssa Milano a lot.
Baby. Baby. You want to rethink that Joe thing? I mean, you just everybody's D, even Joe's?
No, probably not Joe.
There you go. That's my girl.
That's good judgment.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I believe the show has gotten a little lift.
Hello, Don and my show. Hello.
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 You're on the air.
Oh, man. I'm the dude you guys got addicted to weed.
We got you addicted to what?
Weed. Pot.
To
marijuana,
weed.
Mary Jane.
How did we get you addicted to weed?
Good, man. I told you before. Every time I drive home from work, I got a weed.
What is that in the background? Sounds like he's in a hot tub.
No, man. That's my brain cells. I didn't mean to do that.
Don't drop the F-bomb. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Quakertown. It's a place to be where it's raining.
What, are you up in New York, Pennsylvania?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm not near New York. Uh-oh.
No, I said York, Pennsylvania.
You're by York?
No.
You're by Philly. You're by Philly.
I'm by Philly.
Yeah.
Philadelphia. You're listening on WYSP.
Are you high right?
WYSP rocks butt, man.
Are you high right now?
Yeah.
How high are you?
Holy cow.
Get that slogan right over to Tim, too. WYSB rocks butt.
Rocks butt cheek, man.
They
rock ass.
Rock got a nice ring to it. This station rocks butt cheeks.
WYSB rocks butt cheeks.
Is it time to update the sheet of what kind of listener we attract to the show?
Thank you, my friend.
I'm a pot smoker, and I love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Landing up in Philly today, too.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, my ex-husband and his cousin used to F each other's D's.
I knew.
Well,
thank you, honey.
I knew we had stumbled upon something here.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Last night, I don't want to make the show all gay, but...
why not?
I was
living
around last night and watched that Brian Gumbel show on HBO. The
Report.
It's a great show.
I love that show.
And they had a whole big thing about... this NFL gay player.
Oh, that's right. They promoted that quite a bit.
This dude who played for the Vikings and Green Bay. Funny, he played for the Packers. That was his first team, the Packers. He played for the Vikings and the Packers and the Falcons and somebody else. And just a big, gigantic mountain of a man.
Right.
A Samoan-looking guy.
Right.
I think he was born in Hawaii. And he was talking about how... he liked to SD. I mean, not specifically.
Right.
But he was talking about being gay.
Right.
And the guy sitting there interviewing him, you know, is going, would you ever consider coming out while you were playing? And the guy said, oh, no. And he says, why? He says, well, because of all the stories.
Right.
And all of the jokes that are told in the dressing rooms and the things guys say. And then they did an interview with Sterling Sharp.
Right.
And I thought that he was really honest and upfront. Didn't really make him look like a great guy.
Right.
But really honest and upfront, saying, they said this guy played for the Packers while you were with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
How would you guys have reacted if you would have known that there was a gay guy on the team? Mm-hmm. He said, he would have got hurt.
Yeah.
And the guy interviewed him says, Sterling Sharp, what, you mean he'd get injured in the game? And Sterling Sharp said, nah, he would never have gotten in the game. He would have been hurt on the practice field.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, just interesting. And they were alluding to the fact during this whole thing that there are more gay guys in the NFL.
Well, who was the guy that played for the Redskins?
Gary Smith.
That's right, yeah.
Tight end.
Right.
They were alluding to the fact that there are more gay guys in the NFL, but that they'll never, that's the last bastion that they'll never come out in the NFL.
I think they're two colliding, worlds.
Yeah.
It's probably be very difficult for somebody to do that.
But, and I'm so wanted, I was screaming at the television saying, my God, based on his play the last 4 weeks, I'm positive Tom Brady's gay. positive. He might as well wear a dress while he's playing for the Patriots.
You know, and I bet if the guy had come out, if the guy came out today, he wouldn't be hurt. I mean, I don't think if he came out and it was public, you know, it would be obvious if somebody tried to hurt him in practice or something like that.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting.
But it would be, you know, you're lying if you think it wouldn't be unbelievably difficult for a guy to come out and say he was gay in the NFL. That's a very difficult environment.
The guy that was doing the interview was mentioning all the oogie situations of, like, showering.
Showering,
and
sure.
Saying to this guy, the gay guy that's, you know, used to play football, well, how did you feel in the locker room when you were looking at all those other...
Good question.
...naked men?
What did he say?
And he said, well, there were a lot of... Nice looking men. Well, did you ever act on that? And the guy said no, and that he would make a point of having a girl with him at all times,
right,
for a front, and that he would pound booze. That he was famous for doing like 20 tequila shots.
Oh, really? I'm surprised that when he did the shots, that, you know, if he'd get really out of control, his homosexuality wouldn't come through.
He would do that to reinforce his macho persona.
Right.
That they would look at him and go, hey boy, hey, you really got effed up last night.
So if he had girls with him, he obviously had a good friend situation, or the girls didn't know either.
He said, because the guy said to him, when you would bring a girl home, you would meet a girl in the bar when you're with the other Packers or Falcons or whatever, and you would bring the girl home, what would you do? Did you have sex with her? And he said, no. He said, well, how would you get out? He said, oh, I would either pass out or I would pretend to have passed out.
Oh, really?
So that's how he got around.
Wow, man. And how many years was he in the NFL?
9 years in the NFL.
Wow.
And then they were talking to a guy on the Vikings who said that as soon as the guy got cut, that, Rob, I already said that.
I'm sorry. I must have been getting...
Rob just wrote me a joke. Funny, he played for the Packers. That was my first joke.
Great mind.
Think alike. And a guy from
the baby keeping you up again, Rob?
Yeah.
Rob's a very late tummy.
Rob's got a newborn, and it's very, very difficult.
When Rob tells me about something Letterman did, and it's in real time, Letterman, I know his newborn baby boy's keeping him up.
Absolutely.
Rob is up at like 1 o'clock in the morning,
right,
telling me about an Alan Coulter bit.
Great though.
On the Letterman show, it was great. So they had the guy who played with this guy on the Vikings.
Right.
And they said, boy, this guy was your best buddy on the Vikings. And what did you think when you found out that he's gay? He says, well, I called him up. And guess what? Those goddamn Bible thumpers. You know, the NFL's full of them, too.
Right, guys, absolutely.
Says, well, I called him up and I says, if you can understand my position, that God thinks what you're doing is wrong, and that's my position, but we can still be friends. We can still be buds.
Big dumb jocks.
Yeah, I know.
He meant well.
I know he meant well. It was very interesting.
You know, it's a weird world we live in.
It was a serious topic that I wanted to bring up, but I know we won't be able to be serious with it. Do you think there are any fags in the NFL right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd bet my home on it.
I know, but do you have any?
I'm not living there anymore.
Do you have any?
I'm red.
Do you have any idea?
Okay.
I mean, I know I kidded about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty funny that guy played for the Packers, though.
If I had to guess one gay guy in the NFL, based on his looks, I would guess Tom Brady of the Patriots.
Really?
Really.
Really?
He's the gayest looking football player, I think. Don't give me an answer right now. Think about it, though.
I'm not going to mention any names because, you know, these are big men that could, if they were so sensitive, they might be able to...
we're not on in Boston.
This is true.
So I can say that.
I think Kerry Collins. Just
Giants?
I don't know. I just think that you know, when you look at the guy and I heard about this guy, that these big strapping linemen.
He's gigantic.
You never know. You can't certainly
mountain
judge
of a man.
You can't judge it by looks.
Andy Reid.
I know former players. That
Andy Reid's a Mormon. NFL. Mormons aren't fags, right?
Can't be, right?
Can't.
I former players that I have suspicions about. You know.
Such as?
Friends of the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Name them?
No.
Name them?
I'm not saying.
Matt Elliott?
Thank you, Don.
Stop it.
Come on, Rob. Did he or did he not run around naked with just a
Chase Jimmy naked saying he was Batman, but that doesn't matter.
And he also made a comment about Buzz.
Buzz,
I'm sure he was kidding when he said
more than a comment. More than a comment.
And he invited me up to his room at the Super Bowl when he had underwear on.
What did he do to you, Buzz?
I'm sure he was kidding when he said, "I can make you bleed."
Yes.
Just a joke.
That was
sure.
At our softball game.
Didn't he come up from behind?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, he did.
At the benefit softball game we played
at that bar.
At a bar afterward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, at a bar afterwards.
Yes,
he said that.
Hello, Don.
I heard him say that about you.
Like Radio God.
I did.
Really?
Hi there.
Hey, have you guys ever heard Jeff Garcia's interviews?
Oh.
That guy has got to be queer.
Thank you for bringing this up. Now, does anybody... I don't think he is. But do you remember, I mentioned this...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mentioned this 2 years ago when Jeff Garcia first got the job with the 49ers and I saw him interviewed as the quarterback.
Right.
He really does.
He speaks in an effeminate way.
Talk like this.
Right.
This is Jeff Garcia from the San Francisco 49ers. And, well, I go up to the line of scrimmage and I see, it's cover two. They're playing cover two. So I know I'm going to have T.O. on the slam pattern over the middle. And we get a touchdown. And I go to Coach Mooch and we win the game. Anybody from San Francisco, I know we're on in San Francisco now.
Right.
Call up and tell
Jeff Garcia should play for the Packers.
And I got another one for you. Here's another serious. You always hear rumors about this guy.
Yeah.
Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, although
you hear tons of rumors about him.
Rumors float around.
Being gay.
And there's something about the NFL that I think brings that out. And for some reason, the rules of regular society don't apply to the NFL, which I don't think is right. I mean, right. You know, and that's why a guy like Sterling Sharp can make the comment that he made. It just seems to me because it's the NFL that they can say stuff and
no
have that.
No fag league.
You know, they can say that, and they, you know, and where in another walk of life, you know, there are even laws against it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey,
so
it's
interesting.
We did hear a story once, though, about a field goal kicker who could S his own D.
Yes, we did.
We heard that.
But wouldn't we all if we could?
Was it at the Pro Bowl?
I think at the Pro Bowl.
And they saw him doing it? Some players saw him doing it?
Yeah, so they're all flexible and stuff. And they actually saw him doing that.
Guy, I don't know if the guy's...
Caught him late after practice.
The guy's still in the league.
He's still kicking, and I think that's our statute of limitations.
Yes, he's still in... I'll tell you, he's in the AFC now. He used to be in the NFC.
Right, but as Buzz said, you know, if you could...
Would you?
That's flexibility.
Like the dog joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to commend you on the fact that you allowed Frida to go see John Edward. I mean, I...
Hold on. Let me stop you. The mere notion that I have allowed my wife to do anything makes me laugh. She does. She, you know, thank you for thinking that I have that power over my wife.
Oh. Thank you for allowing her to go see that.
But anyway.
Awfully decent on you.
But anyway.
She's pretty cool. He came to Wichita, Kansas, Buzzy's town, but he wanted $45 a ticket, and you can't guarantee your spirit comes through with $45 tickets. So needless to say, I didn't go see him, but I can't wait to see the part that when she does come on the tape, because I don't know what she looks like, and I'd love to see what
she
looks like.
I'll make sure I announce it. You've called us before, haven't you?
I have.
And
you know what?
What?
I called because you're playing that secret sound thing again.
That's right. I remember. Now I remember.
And?
You called one time, and you were so upset because you said that it was not a common... Everyday
sound.
And
you know what? Even Leah Remini said that she thought that was kind of crazy, too. Didn't she say that one time?
Can I ask you a question?
I don't remember.
What?
Have you cut back on your smoking?
You know what? I really have, but now I'm into those Black and Mild cigars.
Oh, I'll get you. Are you inhaling them?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Attagirl.
And hold on just a second, please. Hold on a second, Buzz.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Hey, hold on a second, lady. Oh, Indian Head, Maryland. Did I get your mic?
I thought Buzz had a news. I thought Buzz had a news bulletin.
This is Radio's Don Geronimo inviting you to an evening of uptown blues and rock and roll. Saturday night at the Lone Star Cafe in Indian Head, Maryland. Yes, it's the band I'm now leading, the Crab Blues Band with Mike O'Mara. I enjoyed managing this band, but I enjoy playing in the band even more.
That's right.
So for me, Don Geronimo, on stage, Mike O'Mara and the Cramp Blues Band, Saturday night at the Lone Star Cafe in Indian Head, you'll love my music!
You know, I've found that the more involvement you have, the bigger crowds that we have. And I'm looking forward to a bigger crowd than we've ever had.
Yeah.
It should be great. And, hey, thanks for the prime time mention.
No problem.
All right, fantastic.
Hold on. I got a million things going on.
What happened? What's going on?
I got an instant message from my kid. I must write back. Hold on. Just a second.
All right.
Dear Dad. Hey, Dad, I have detention today. Ooh. I'm about to leave school, and I got to buy a Halloween costume and go buy dinner, and then I'll be home. I love you. I'll give you a call when I get back, all right?
So you just casually mentioned he has detention?
Yeah, that is quite ambiguous, so I just wrote Y, except I spelled it W-E-H-Y.
Way.
Way.
He has detention.
I don't know why.
Way.
And also, that's a pretty loose the schedule for the evening. I went through this with him last night, that about 3 or 4 years ago, we stopped doing the trick-or-treat thing with me taking him and all the buddies out because he was too old for it.
Right.
And then he announced to me last night that when he gets done working tomorrow night at his part-time job, I had detention today because I forgot my jacket.
Oh,
it's no big
dress
deal.
Code.
Hold on. Call.
A dress code infraction.
Call me.
No. You read that one, Rob.
What?
No. Rob's still doing the Packer jokes, right? Okay. At least Bart didn't play for the Packers. I've got like 8 Packer lines there.
Okay. He says to me, we're going over a schedule for the week, and he says, Halloween night, I got to work until 8. Then, right now, what's the number? Hey, Rob.
Why doesn't he just call?
Right, because he's in school, I think. He's instant messaging me from the detention hall at school.
Oh, I'd say.
Type the hotline in there. He says, I got to work till 8, and then I'm going trick-or-treating. And now I see through this ruse. I mean, trust me, as I say to him all the time, any scam you're going to try to pull on me, I've already tried to pull it.
Yeah, you know the game.
You're not going to be going door to door to get candy. I mean, you want to go to some girl's house or you want to go to a party.
Right.
And it's on a school night. So just be straight up with me. He says, no, it's my last time. I want to go trick or treat.
Right.
Saying this to me with an absolute straight face. And I said, well, great. Then, how about I get a sack? And being as it's your last time before you're off to college, we can do it like the old days. And
I'm sure that's what he wants to do.
And I'll take you out, and we can go past. No, I want to do it with my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, is this him calling in right now? Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, big man. You're on the air, obviously. I'm getting your instant messages. So you had detention because you didn't have your jacket?
Yeah.
Let me just scroll up here for a second. I gotta go buy a Halloween costume. Really? That's not a ruse? That you're going trick or treating? Aren't you a little old for that? Aren't you gonna be 18 in March?
Going with my girlfriend.
Ah, alright. Well, see, you didn't mention that before. Go buy dinner. Oh, and incidentally, thanks for leaving me the half-eaten piece of chicken. and what was the mindset? What was the mindset behind that?
I thought you'd want the rest.
That's very nice.
Gross. I'll give you a call when I get back, all right. Then I'll be
home. You say thanks for leaving me the half piece eaten chicken. I saw no half eaten piece of chicken in the trash.
What?
You ate it.
Yeah, I ate it, right. Hold on a second. If you had to, where are you at right now?
Cool.
Well, I ate the chicken today that had the piece out of it for lunch. How did you know that I ate it if you're at school?
I thought you ate it last night.
No, I ate it today. I ate it today for lunch.
Oh.
Was somebody home this afternoon?
Were you home this afternoon?
No.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying, I promise. Dad, I thought there was that black thing in the trash last night.
Oh, all right. He's off the hook. I did buy 2 packages.
Okay. All right. Very good.
The same type of chicken product. All right. then you're off the hook on that.
I thought you just finished it up last.
Afternoon delight.
Hey. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Watch it. All right. You know, we have plenty of time left working together.
I know we do.
And
it's funny what you say, watch it on. I just, you know, it was just kind of suspicious there. That's
it.
You know.
I understand, daughter of two. I mean, father of two daughters.
Father
of two daughters. I understand. You know what? Call me back.
Joe, put the keg down. Don't move it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Funny. Call me back in 5 minutes when I play in commercials.
What?
Call me back. I have to discuss the schedule with you.
Okay. All right.
You know, just because Mom's not here doesn't mean that you have open season to do whatever you want.
Now I have to get a Halloween costume?
Yes, you may do that, Ed, but I need to know the details about dinner and when I'm going to see you, but I don't want to do that on the radio.
But it'd be so much easier for me that way.
All right, but you don't want to announce on the radio where you're going to dinner.
I'm not going to dinner. I'm just going to pick up dinner.
Oh, well, great. Pick something up for me, then.
I will.
And also, I need you to, if we're going to do all of this on the radio, I need you to stop at CVS and pick up my meds, okay, for my back.
I don't think I have that much money on my credit card.
That's right. We took away your credit card, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because we got... It's tough
when you have him being a servant and a son at the same time.
Frida and I got so pissed when we got... We give him a credit card for, quote, unquote...
Not an on-the-air type of story, then.
Emergency. No, this is not going to embarrass you. And we got pissed when I see, like, he's charging $1.89 at 7-Eleven.
He's using thirsty.
He's using a Visa card.
Get a big gulp.
To charge a big gulp and a bag of Doritos. I'm getting killed on the service charge on this thing. It's like
there's no service charge with the credit card.
It's an interest.
It's called APR, buddy.
What's APR?
APR, annual percentage rate. I mean, Mom and I pay the bills every month in full, but in theory, it could cost me as much as it cost you to buy that. I might pay that much in finance charges.
But what if it's percentage, then it should be a percentage of it. Oh,
this is the problem with having a soon-to-be college-educated son.
This is true.
Listen, you're fine. I'll pick up my own meds. How is it, though, that you'll be able to buy dinner but not pick up my meds?
I know I have, like... I don't want to say how much on the air, but I have a certain amount in my account.
Yeah.
And it's a checking account, so if I go below that amount...
All right. And
then it deducts $30 a day.
All right. Well, then don't worry about it. I'll handle it. Do whatever you want. I'll get my own dinner. What time will you be home?
I'll most likely beat you home.
No problem.
You're going to beat your father?
He'll get home before I will.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you get home, let the dogs out.
Okay.
All right. Love you. See ya.
I love you, too.
All right. Bye.
Oh, and tell Lisa congratulations.
Oh, on the victory. Gotcha.
Dad, did you win your game?
Bart, you know I lost. You know I'm 0-8.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the future manager of O'Mara's Pub.
You are listening to a young man who in just 7 or 8 months will know what a curb feels like on his ass.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, 7 or 8 months is going to be...
He's out.
He's out. We've made that
clear. You made it clear to him that he's... he's out and he's not welcome back.
No.
Except for holidays.
He will always have a home. We love him, but...
Dad, I could always go to Maryland. Or American.
Yeah! Yeah!
I could go to American and live at home.
Go Eagles!
You know what, Bart? Mom and I would love that. You know, seriously, we would love that. We really would.
Then why do you try to threaten me with the you're going to be gone when you want me to stay?
You see through me so easily.
And, you know, American is now a very difficult school. I mean, it's raised its standards since I was there.
It's because of my...
I know, I might apply.
My overwhelming love for you, despite how I try to fight it. Damn, I love you. You're a good boy.
Love you too, then.
Okay, I'll see you later. Hey, serious question, not a joke. Do you think... of course, there are some in the NFL. Could you name right now a player in the NFL that you think is gay? Not as a joke, but seriously.
Let me think.
Because we were talking about that before I started getting your instant messages.
Well, what were your guys' guess?
I guess Tom Brady.
And I didn't guess, but when you mentioned Cordell Stewart, I thought because of the rumors.
And then somebody called and said Jeff Garcia because he talks that way. Did you think of any?
Tim Couch.
Why Tim Couch?
He cried.
All right. See you tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye, bud.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's how you do it, everybody. It's called parenting right there. Modern parenting, year 2002.
Yes, and don't threaten me with that daughter stuff, okay?
Well, then, when he's on the phone, don't
insinuate that was going on. Do you think I really think that would be happening?
Well, you said afternoon delight.
Well, you've always said, though, that, you know,
it's different if you're
the father of a son.
But it's different
if
I say it.
So it still bothers you, even though you're the father. That kind of a joke bothers you as the father of a son. It's nice to know that the dad's out there, because I think, you know, as my daughters grow older, that my fear is that, you know, fathers won't be all that. You know, and I was watching a TV show, crappy TV show last night with John Ritter, where he's talking to
The Eight Simple Rules.
Yeah,
for raising my daughter.
And I watch it because I have daughters, and he's talking to a friend of his. And fathers of sons have kind of a different scale of things. So I'm almost glad you got upset at that, because that means you're discouraging that kind of behavior.
Conscientious.
Don't you think that he's not getting some, though? Don't you think he's not getting it? And don't you think that somewhere in some deep recess of my caveman brain, I'm not happy about that?
See? So don't yell at me about that.
But don't say it, though.
Well, Jesus Christ, that scares me when
don't
you
say
it. Because, I mean, I'm not even going to be able to handle it. Like, if you made a comment like that down the road to me, Jesus Christ.
Five or six. How old are your daughters now?
7 and 5.
That would mean
you better watch it, right? That means in about 24 years, yeah, they'll be active.
24 years?
Absolutely.
Christ.
In about 20 years, they'll be active when they're in their 30s.
In this modern age?
I know.
Can I tell you something else?
Yeah, what?
Just to tell you this?
Mr. Spicoli, what?
No, I know we're not in dangerous ground here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. Read it in Time Magazine or any of these other periodicals. Buzz will tell you that... You know what girls are doing now? And I know we've had this on Buzz's News Show.
Yes, we have.
Young girls now are given BJs.
I read an article about it.
All the time.
It's disturbing because the mindset is they don't consider it.
They don't think it's sex.
Well, Ian, trust me.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. To be alive today as a young man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Slow down, Turbo.
Just turn it around on you a little bit.
That's what a friend of mine says to me all the time when I get wound up. Calm down, Turbo. That's for you, Johnny.
Hello, Don and Mike. I see your note,
hey, what's
Rob.
What's happening, fellas?
And we will break in one moment. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
What's happening, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, you know who I think is getting NFL? Well, first of all, Mike, I got 3 daughters, man, so I'll feel your pain.
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be, you know what? And because of the situation, I don't know what my future holds with my wife and I. I really don't.
You know what?
I can't predict it, but it's crazy. It's already making me nervous because I love them so much. And I've heard that the worst thing you can do is to try to completely stifle them. You have to.
You can't.
Because if you try to do that, you're going to get a total rebellion, which is which is going to be awful. You know what I'm going to do? I'll do what I've done my whole life. I'm just going to drink more.
I'll tell you something. I've told you this off the air, and I'll tell you on the air. I think you are a better parent since you had these problems than you were before. Not that you were a bad parent before.
I was never a bad parent before, but you know, when you have your time, you become more aware of it, and you know, and it's not like you recommend this, but as I've said, I am closer to my daughters than I have been, and I don't like the circumstances that, you know, I've learned a little bit too, and you do get closer to them, and they're fantastic, and I just don't know when they get to be that age.
Just wait,
somebody said there's a certain age where it's the age in between
12,
where you know they love you when they're little and they love you when they're older.
It's 12,
and then when they get into their
12,
when they, okay, we are
12.
All right.
Yeah, 5 more years.
My 9-year-old could care less about boys. It's my 6-year-old that goes crazy about boys. I don't understand it.
Hmm. Anyway.
But anyway.
Anywho.
Junior Seau, man. Junior Seau.
He's not gay.
He's a warrior. He battles every single day. But Damn, he's pretty. Dude, you ever seen his hair? He's a pretty boy.
His hair.
And in baseball, Mike Piazza.
Well, that poor man
has gone through quite a bit.
Come on, get out of here.
That's
Mike,
right.
Mike Piazza, get out of here.
All right.
Poor Mike Piazza.
Hey, one more question.
All right, very quickly.
Actually, this is for Bart. Have you ever had sex in your parents' home?
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, and Mike Piazza, I heard something that's like a catch-22 with Mike Piazza. Some commentator said, hey, if you're not gay, why do you have to have a press conference to say you're not?
No,
you know.
Can't win.
Yeah, bad judgment on his part.
Listen, when we come back, Lisa's just sent me an instant message. Everybody's instant messaging me today.
I'm on my email machine.
Mm-hmm. We need to do American Idiot next.
Oh, yeah.
We have the 10 finalists for the American Idiot contest.
Very good.
And we're going to be presenting them to you today. They're going to each do a bit of their hit song that they performed over the last 4 weeks on the show. And then if all is working correctly, you will go to a website, which someone will tell me soon here, and you'll vote for your winner. Okay? So the American Idiot's coming up. And for those of you in the Beach Towel Club, Lisa and her Playboy photo shoot, also on today's show.
Oh, that's happening today?
Yeah, we've spent a lot of time talking about gays today.
Well, I would venture to say that the show's going to take a bit of a heterosexual turn.
Damn, it's been a gay show. We'll change that right after this.
All right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me! They want me!
Congrats!
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw in 40 pounds on a gray makeup? You're gonna be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now.
Conjoined. And that's okay. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey now, Lisa Herndon. Let me call radio's hottest producer in, Lisa Herndon. I've decided to stop numbering them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to call them out by their various physical attributes now. Radio's hottest producer, Lisa Herndon.
Well, what would be all the other 25, actually it's 19 producers' attributes?
Rob would be the biggest-headed producer.
Thank you.
Bro.
Hey, you're all dolled up today, right?
Yes, although...
You get your makeup on and stuff?
Or, yeah. Here's why I've asked Lisa in twofold. First, for the website,
yes,
that people should go to vote for American Idiot. Is it set up yet?
Yeah, it's going to be set up on WYSP.com. The hardest working man in radio, Tim Sabian, is on his way back from Chicago, so he's in the air.
Godspeed.
Safe home.
Happy Halloween, Tim.
D.O.T.
That's going to be his identity.
So when he gets on the ground, then we'll get the final approval that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then it should be up showtime tomorrow, barring any unforeseen problems.
So about this time tomorrow, you go to WYSP.com.
So you have to remember,
you know what?
They can't be done.
No. We got to do it. We'll have to do it next week then, or tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because
we can't.
Okay, here's a lesson for you, radio's hottest producer. Producer number just fell down a notch, number 20.
Uh-oh.
It's the immediacy of radio that if you hear these people sing their songs now,
right,
we're expecting them to wait a whole day
right
to go to the website
right
to remember. So
right. So is that going to be a problem then with the sound clips of each contestant song being posted on the website?
Oh, she has a retort.
Right.
She does have the retort.
So you mean to tell me that people would actually be able to go to the website tomorrow and listen to their contestants and then decide who they're going to vote for?
I sure do. You might want to bump me up a few notches. What I've done is arranged for the contestants about a 15-second sound clip of each contestant to be posted there.
That's big.
Touché, number 13.
That means they can go to the website tomorrow.
Touché.
That's
up
real good.
7 points.
That's a 7-point increase for you.
7 points up.
That's strong.
Well done.
Very nice. Okay, so... at this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I got to move you down to 15. Just because we're still losing the absolute immediacy of
it. Like, you'd want to make the announcement by the end of the show.
Well, no, I would give people at least 24 hours to vote anyway.
Well, then if they vote all day tomorrow, then we'll probably have the answer by the time we go on the air tomorrow anyway.
Well, no, but she's saying that the website won't be up until the time we go on the air tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Well, the same guy who was the webmaster, Andrew, also has a regular job at the station, i.e. he's our Philly producer, and he does other things. So he has already worked on setting up the format for the contest, but he's got to be...
Well, all right, I'm going to make an executive decision.
Okay.
I'm sure that all of our contestants could wait a week. Let's just do it next week. Wait, is that a problem for you,
well,
darling?
Yeah, because we've called all 10 of them, and they're all, the five that are not on the phone are waiting by their phones to be called.
What about getting the website up, like, first thing tomorrow morning?
Well, we can't do that.
We get up and running so that by the time we get on the air tomorrow, we'd be able to have a winner?
No,
we're going to vote over a period of time.
Yeah, we're going to give them 24, 48 hours or something. I mean, I don't want that much immediacy because we're not even going to have the finalists sing in theory until next week when they have the big concert or the week after, whatever that is.
My understanding was that the voting was going to be over like a week.
Oh, Jesus. You think people have that much interest that they'll vote over a week?
Oh, sure.
Well, if we're going to vote over a week, and you're going to say, we're not going to have the finalists, we're going to have the finalists today, perhaps, but
we're going to have the
winner perform next week.
Yeah.
You said we're going to have the finalists perform.
Well, by finalist, I meant winner.
So really, if we're going to wait till next week to announce the winner, it wouldn't matter when they performed.
But we could wait till next week to do this whole thing with the 10 people performing, because as they perform, you could go right to the website right as you were hearing it right now.
That would be the optimal voting situation. If they heard them on the show, and then they could go right to a website and vote for their favorite.
And your concern is that we've inconvenienced 10 people?
Well, just as an example, one woman is waiting to go. She's on the West Coast. She's waiting to go do carpool. One woman arranged to get off work early so that she could be by the phone.
Lisa, how many times have I been through this with you?
What's that?
That all these people
don't matter.
It's whatever whim I happen to have or Mike happens to have.
Okay.
Whatever. I can't tell you how many times. And you're the worst at, like, and it's a good quality you have, but you worry so much about other people.
No, I'm actually this time around, I sat around calling all 10 people today and tracking them down on cell phones, home phones, work numbers, speaking to spouses.
But didn't any of the other producers tell you that that's part of the real, and I like to call it the charm of the show, is that on occasion I will just, if I could snap my fingers, I'd do it, just say, change my mind, we're doing something else.
Oh, I've heard plenty of stories.
Let me see if I can add a little
bit. You know what that
is?
That's the charm that keeps you on your toes.
Right. If they're all ready, they're all standing by to go today. Right?
Okay.
So if you arranged like a mutually advantageous time for them next week, you could do all that right now, saving yourself the repeat business of having to track them all down. You'd have them all right here right now, and you could tell them we're going to do it on such and such a day.
Let me ask them if they would mind. We've got some of the people.
Do you want to pick a time for them right now, then we could save Lisa the trouble of doing
it. We can pick a time, because on a whim, one of you guys might decide you want to do something else.
That's the great thing about being us.
God, yeah, being you is so great.
I have no complaints.
Yeah.
I have no complaints.
Yeah.
God, she gets pissed.
She's feeling her own today. She's got that model look happening.
Yeah, I know.
I'm busy. I've been doing a lot of work getting ready for tomorrow's show and doing the day-to-day things I do during the show.
And your personal appearances that I know have been taking up a lot of your time. You know, the personal appearances that you get vis-a-vis the show.
Touché, my friend.
You did one the other night. You did one last night. You're doing one tomorrow night.
Zanzibar.
At Club Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
So you're talking about making lots of phone calls and for tomorrow's show and then for this thing today? So you're talking about what, doing your job? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, see, as opposed to sitting behind the microphone.
Watch it.
Okay.
All right.
Being a national treasure.
Thank you.
And being a national treasure.
Treasure.
Treasure, ma'am.
You know, I did kind of have the inside track on, you know, that I would be doing work and do a lot of work and that sometimes, it, you know, just wouldn't get to it. I did know that.
Right.
The spontaneous nature of the program.
So I like to think it's... So you're saying you understand then completely the circumstances?
No, I'm saying that...
That's what's on top for over 20 years.
Yeah.
Oh. See, that's what it is.
It's leaving that audience constantly on the edge of their seat, not knowing what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going to happen.
They did know what was going to happen next, because before we went to break, you teased that we were doing...
But I've changed my mind.
Or did they?
I've changed my mind.
Did you know the website was going to be up and running, or...?
No, I did not.
So you didn't know going to break whether
no.
it was going to be up
and
or not?
And she wanted to tell me during the commercial, and right. I said, no, come tell me on the air.
Yeah. Right.
So I guess, in theory, I could have had this discussion off the air. But
yeah.
it's more fun to have these meetings on the air.
On certain occasions like this one, it is much more fun to have the discussion on the air.
Isn't it great?
So let's think about the needs of the many as opposed to the needs of the few.
Okay.
That I would personally apologize to all 10 people.
We could almost tentatively schedule another time for when we were going to do it.
We'd do it next Wednesday. And then you could... still have your Playboy pictures taken
today.
Well,
we can't do next Wednesday because that doesn't work for our schedule. Hey,
whatever. Thursday, whatever.
Why doesn't Wednesday?
Can't do Thursday either because we have people coming in.
Oh.
Tuesday.
We'll find out if everybody's available Tuesday. You know, it's not like they have to be anywhere. They just have to be near a phone.
Right. And
some of them had to get off work because they can't be sitting at their desk.
Well, that's why God invented cell phones.
You mean these people have had to take off time from their jobs to do this?
One girl had to arrange it so that her...
Really, let me talk to this girl. Which girl is this?
Well,
let me talk to this hard luck.
Hold on.
Hard luck story.
I mean, in this day and age, you're wherever, you know, you have a phone wherever you are.
I'm
going to
call on a radio show.
It's the hard luck woman, Doug.
Guess so.
It is.
Queen for a day, Rob. Charity time, man.
Man, it is tough being a national treasurer.
Charity time. You understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be hard to get along with. It's just that...
I know what your primary motivation is.
I would like the immediacy of this, that is, as you, the home listener, are listening...
You vote.
You can instantly go to the computer and...
How are we going to vote, incidentally? What, do they give them a grade, or do they pick...
They vote for their favorite.
You pick the one you like after you hear all 10.
Being a national treasurer,
yes.
If you fulfill your potential, naturally people are going to get tossed aside in the wake. This has been planned for all along. It's okay.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, Lisa.
Who planned for this all along?
We all did.
We all have. Anyway, who's
not the 10 people who are standing by. No.
I don't think I had a thing to do with it.
Treasure.
I'm just over here being an MT.
Yeah, you've got it real tough.
You're an FNT, Mike.
Yeah.
You're an FNT national
Thank
treasure.
Thank you, Don. Right back
treasure.
At you. Right back at you.
Treasure. We're the TTs. The treasure twins.
Treasures.
Treasure dear.
Anywho, who's...
Okay, so the gal who had to arrange work, she's in the second so she could get off work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, phone number? Give me her phone number.
Hold on.
Call her up right now.
Give it to 6 million people, too.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. I'll do the...
Buster, do you have anything to do with the planning of this?
Absolutely nothing, Mike.
Attaboy.
Okay.
I'll try to keep it that way.
Call her up. If everybody's cool with this, then another time.
I'm not real sure I like it.
But then at least I can do a Playboy shoot because you're all dolled up and everything. I don't want to miss that today.
Now I've got other things to do.
We're going to do it on the air.
You do this? Are you talking about this?
We'll probably do it. We're going to do it Tuesday, right? We'll just tell them to be available Tuesday.
Do it next week.
Oh, my.
He misdialed. Which one is it? Which one is it? Let me handle this.
That one.
This one right here?
Yes.
703? Okay.
So this is your troublemaker, huh, Lisa? This is the lady that's been giving you fits?
No.
I'll politely ask her if...
this is the difficult contest?
Janet. Is this Janet?
Janet the squeaky
wheel? Janet from another planet?
Oh, dear.
One of the contestants I met, I don't remember her name, but I met her in a bar.
Lovely.
With her boyfriend.
One of them is waiting, actually has to go pick up her kids.
I don't think that's this one that I talked to.
Probably a different one.
She's
Hello?
A PYT.
Hey, Janet?
Yes?
This is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, can I beg your indulgence?
All right. Thank you for indulgence.
That if we were to wait until, like, next Tuesday to have the 10 finalists sing, would that terribly impose on you?
Actually, you know, that might work out well.
Thanks so much. Thank you for understanding.
We knew you'd understand. You see, Lisa told us you were a queen bitch.
You are full of it.
No,
we're kidding.
She never said that at all. No, she didn't. But you wouldn't mind if we just waited a couple of days?
No, not at all.
All right, keep Tuesday open on your calendar, okay?
Thank you.
Tuesday.
Thanks so much.
All right.
You want to call the next person then?
Yeah, okay. And, well, I might as well, being as I'm producing now. I'll be glad to do that. I'll handle that right now.
Okay.
And you go get ready for your photo shoot.
Okay, well, there's five people right there.
Here you go. I'll handle it. You go do what you got to do, and you get your photo shoot next.
Well, I have bathing suits to choose from.
Well, darling, go do it.
Go do it.
I wanted some help.
Oh, you want us to pick them?
Yes.
Go get them and bring them in then.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't wear them. Just...
Well, this will be easy because we have the five people already on hold.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah. You're not going to be as courteous, are you, with all these people?
Ray, it's next week.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, Ray. Hey, Ellen, it's next week, okay?
Oh, I bow to your capricious whims.
Tara, it's next week. Is that okay, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Yes.
Oh, all right, thanks. Amanda, next week, okay?
Could you let the 56 people that I emailed know?
Now somebody had to be trouble.
Do you see this?
I will consider it marketing for the show.
Very good.
Uh-huh. This is the world's tiniest violin playing for you.
Would you say your name once again?
Ellen. Or no, Amanda.
Okay.
Amanda.
I'm just writing that down, Don.
Amanda.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Dave, you don't have a problem, do you, Dave?
Feels good. Do it.
There you go.
Thank you, Dave.
You got
Appreciate it.
All
right, there's five out of the ten.
All set.
I'm Joe
Six out of the ten, right?
Ask Joe to call the rest. Yeah, six out of ten.
Six out of the ten.
All right, so let's see what you got.
Okay.
An American flag.
Overused. Overdone. Put it away. Overdone.
I agree. The
red, white, and blue bikini is ancient history.
I agree. It's 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you wanted help.
Okay.
What other bikinis do you have? That's another red, white, and blue one.
Yeah.
That has stars and stripes.
Right.
Okay, so I guess it's going to be this one, but the bottoms on this one are a little too big.
Really?
Mm. Can't you hike them up?
Well, we'll see.
It's a nice yellow one. That's a nice looking bikini.
That is nice. It's kind of subtle.
That'll bring out the tan.
And if you have to wear one of the... they look big.
Yeah.
They look big.
Well, those look like old lady underpants.
I'm kidding, of course.
No, you're not.
Oh, God, you're killing me.
You know what? Maybe you want to go with the second one.
Yeah, I agree. The one with just the subtle stars and stripes.
But the
red, white, and blue, you know, that's overused.
Hey.
Go with the one that has just stars on it.
And it's a little WT. You know.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a little WT. The first one you showed is like...
White trash.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a sasso. You want it? Do you want help or not? I'm not being difficult.
Yeah, I wanted help. I didn't want you to call me white trash.
I didn't know. I thought you just got those for the shoot. Those aren't what you wear normally, are you? Are they? I am joking. I am joking. Don't.
Remember,
don't.
He is a national treasure.
I am having fun. You know I don't mean it. I don't mean it. I really don't. You know that.
Wear the second one.
The second one is perfect. Does the second one fit well?
Huh? Yes, right, the second one.
Here's some good feedback for you, Lisa. Hello, Bill.
National Treasures, how's it going?
Hi.
I just wanted to thank you on behalf of all of Baltimore for doing this now so that we could hear it.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, that's good. That benefits Baltimore that we're doing the photo shoot now.
Bye-bye. And we had talked about that yesterday, that you do that today. So it's the one with stars?
The one with the stars.
That's really, in its own little way, that's okay. That's subtle and it's, you know.
And for those who hadn't heard... explain to everybody before we actually start the shoot why you want to be in Playboy.
Playboy, why or what I'm doing? Let's see. They're doing a Women of Radio spread, and not that I've always wanted to be in Playboy, but I had always said if Playboy did Women of Radio again, which they had done before in the past, that I would love to try and do it.
Right.
And I thought it would be great for the show. And
we agree.
So we're just gonna. Do it.
It's going to be great.
And you do look good today.
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's very strong today.
You really shouldn't wait till tomorrow.
Right.
Because right now, your hair, your makeup, everything.
And Jason Veazey is going to come in here and take the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You look so perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So perfect.
And I think that's the right swimsuit.
So do I. All right, we're ready to start. Go get ready.
Have you thought about your poses? Have you thought about what you're going to do?
They just basically want a just a full-length shot, so it's not going to be anything out of...
You ought to have a microphone. You ought to show that it's in the studio.
Well, I think they just kind of want to see what I look like. So just the basic, what the Dom triplets called was the cheesy poses of standing.
But they said props were good.
And I'm holding like a big dildo.
Well,
a big black dildo.
Do I have time to run to my trunk?
All right, go get ready, because I know a lot of people are looking forward to this, and I sure am. And my apologies to all the American idiots.
Yeah, the shoes are good.
Yeah.
Those high heels always work.
Yeah.
Higher, though. They ought to be higher.
Outstanding.
Not a whore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I didn't say you were.
Hey, it's Rob.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
We had a girl a few years ago in Baltimore posed for a radio show, Joy Pons.
Yeah, she's
and
a pig.
The radio layout that Playboy does is not all that great.
I think that girl you're talking about, I think I saw that. She is not the most attractive woman on God's green earth.
No, she's not. I mean, she did traffic for a local radio station in Baltimore.
Right. I'm telling you, Lisa is really a stunningly handsome
woman. Yeah, and maybe this one's going to be better. I mean, you're not, just because the last one wasn't that hot, we're not going to discourage her from doing this one.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Moron.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Long time listener, long time fan.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike, just wanted to wish you luck with your current predicament at home. That's got to be tough, man. I wish you the best. The reason I'm calling, Don, is...
you had to remind him.
Jesus.
I was just over it. I was just getting by.
What?
Why do you have to bring it up? God damn you, sir.
I just wanted to wish you the best, my friend.
God damn it, don't wish me. I don't need your pity.
Don.
You incredibly insensitive F.
What?
Long-time listener, long-time fan.
I heard this bio. What?
I'm wondering why you're listening to her bitching, especially if she's on your payroll now.
What a cool...
And it's a problem. You're doing her a disservice because you're not treating her like you would every other young intern that becomes a part of your payroll.
I'm so glad that you know the inner workings of this show, that you know that I pay her and that she was an intern who became producer. I'm so glad that you know all of the inner workings. Incidentally, both things that you've just said are wrong.
Well, you said she was a producer.
You said she was a former intern who became a producer. You also said that she's on my payroll.
Well, she shouldn't be being a bitch to you, the boss. That's all I'm saying. And you're tolerating it.
You're talking about my current predicament.
You know what I'm tolerating? I'm tolerating another stupid phone call. That's what I'm tolerating. And I'm barely tolerating it. I mean, I've built up a great tolerance over the years. Mm-hmm. But my God, man.
You're a weak man, just like the rest of us, to her good looks. You're not treating her like you would any of the other guys.
Oh, that's how I should. You're right. Let me call her back in here and just punch her in the mouth. How would that be?
Yeah.
How would that be? How about I just pull her in here and just bitch slap her like crazy?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a call from Johnny Misogyny.
How about that? How about I OJ her? How about I just pull her in and just cut her head off? Say,
how about tell her to quit whining?
Why so angry?
Her function.
Why so angry, sir?
Well, I just didn't like the way she was treating you. You were kissing her ass.
We were not kissing her ass. We're having fun with her.
Jesus.
We all work together.
You're a dumbass. You really are a dumbass.
Love your show, Don.
F you. F you. From my heart.
Well,
really.
Rat bastard.
You dick. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Good evening. That guy was a jerk.
Thanks.
Hey, listen.
Mike, I'm really sorry, Mike, about your predicament. Hey, about your current predicament.
Hey, Don, you get walked all over by that bitch.
You guys are stars, but Mike, but Don, here's the problem, okay?
What?
You're years in radio, you don't understand the audience. You want the immediacy of this contest, but you need to treat us like children. You can't always give us what we want.
Touche, Jerry Seinfeld.
Love you guys.
Touche, thank you. You are a funny call.
That was a good call. Balance that other guy.
And Rob, let's come out of the next break. Find that Jerry Seinfeld tape where he's talking about how he can't. The audience is a child.
The audience is like a child.
And I think we may have, is this true? Vic.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Buzz, see if you can verify
true.
What this
I wouldn't make it up. I love Barry White just like you guys. He passed away.
That's a shame.
He was on his deathbed. That's entirely possible. I'll check to see if it's true.
Oh, that means tomorrow we can do a tribute show.
His kidney.
They were looking for a donor. They never found one.
We can do a tribute show tomorrow.
God, that means they're going to have to find 68 pallbearers.
Hello, Don and Mike.
God.
Yeah, I got my towel out. When are you going to get to Lisa?
Next. Coming right up. You want to take us to break?
Please?
Go ahead. Take us to break.
We'll be right back. Have your towels out and ready, boys.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well done.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, Jerry.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Ed, I'll drink to that.
Quit smelling their belly button. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Tomorrow on the show is Halloween, All Hallows Eve. Halloween. Make sure you're one of the first 31 people dead on October 31st. You're one of the first 31 people here at Dynamite Broadcast Headquarters at WJFK Radio wearing some kind of a costume.
Amen.
And you'll be able to play Trick or Tom. Two people out of the 31 are guaranteed to win $500.
What a day of pampering it's going to be for Thomas.
There is also a bonus instant winner if you take the challenge of $500.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stunts. The Trick or Tom tomorrow. Lick Tom's head from the nape of his neck.
Delicious.
To his brow.
Oh.
Give Tom a bareback massage.
Yes, sirree. Wake him and pull the hairs out of your fingernails.
Apply deodorant to Tom's armpits.
Oh, God.
Floss. Floss Tom's bottom teeth.
You know, that applying deodorant to Tom's underpants. Underpants? I mean, his underarms.
Armpits.
That is actually going to be a first.
Smell Tom's breath. Clean Tom's belly button with a Q-tip. Hold the tissue while Tom blows his nose. Instant winner, make out with Tom for 60 seconds.
Right.
Out of these 31 things to make Tom a better, cleaner person.
Yeah, and a happier person.
We're calling it Trigger Tom. Two out of the 31 will win $500 cash.
Uh-huh.
And we have the instant winner. So show up here at the radio station.
Serious money. Yeah.
Tomorrow, when this man will be here, I think he's wearing a Santa suit. Tom!
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Tom.
It's a mess out here on March 7th, man. It's a mess house.
Well, what are you doing, Tom?
I'm coming home from a funeral. A funeral. I buried my aunt today.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Tom.
Sorry
about that, Tom. No. Well, tomorrow will be a pick-me-up for you.
What?
Tomorrow will be a pick-me-up, tomorrow you will be on the show.
Yes.
For Trick or Tom.
Yeah, Trick or Tom.
Yeah.
Trick or Tom. Are you excited about it, Tom?
Yes, I am.
All right, we will see you. See you tomorrow, buddy.
I got some merchandise for Lisa for the Playboy person.
All right, well, what do you want to say?
I got some roses for you, Lisa. I'll bring them to
some
mine.
Roses?
Roses.
Yes, that's what the roses for.
Roses, okay.
And I got you all some cigars tomorrow.
Thanks. Wonderful, Tom.
Bye-bye.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Sounds like they've adjusted his meds.
Charlie's right here.
Hey, Charlie!
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Bye, Tom.
La, la.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike.
Bye, Don.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, we are.
Hi. You guys are great.
Oh, thanks, Rebecca.
You're awesome. You make our ride home. And I'm the break girl. Every time I try to call, Joe Ardinger never lets me on. He says it's too late. My husband says he's a butt nut.
Okay.
Joe Ardinger is a butt nut.
He's right.
Yes, he is.
Thank you, honey. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Are Lisa's nails painted all pretty?
Oh, goddamn, the beach towelers are
here. We go. And we haven't seen them yet.
No.
And tomorrow on the show, I just want to point out before Lisa gets in here also, besides Trick or Tom, Buzz, is Barry White dead?
We're still checking. Haven't confirmed it yet.
He is. We'll have the tribute to Barry White and also Joe Ardinger live in a bunny suit.
Very good.
Courtesy of Masters Costume, 703-354-7500. Joe in a bunny suit, trick or treating for beer.
Excellent.
Tomorrow will be an outstanding show. Today has been an outstanding show.
Yeah.
Every day is an outstanding show. We are blessed to have these wonderful jobs. What?
I didn't know where you were going.
It's true.
We are blessed. I thank God above.
Wonderful. It's a wonderful place to work.
And thank God above. And
now that I found
where can you go and be treated this way every day?
I don't know. Clear Channel?
Let me say yes.
Anywhere you go, you'll be well treated because naturally, you're national treasures.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Now, without further ado, he wants to be in Playboy. The door is opening. We are awaiting our producer, Lisa Herndon.
She's coming in. She is clothed.
We always thought we'd have to, like, beg a girl to do this.
Yeah.
I have a thought.
What's that?
I like the idea of taking one or two shots with the shirt off and the sweatpants, that kind of
semi-casual,
like, collegiate look there. I think that's a cool look. Don't you, Don? Do you disagree with
that? I'm very, very excited about the entire process.
Absolutely. So wait a minute. You want me to take my shirt off and keep my pants on?
For now.
Okay.
For now. I mean, just, you know, you ought to take, like, some shots with just, like, the shirt open and stuff like that.
Girls on film. Lisa's on film.
And here comes the horniest man,
Beach Towel Time.
At WJFK,
Michael Mara.
Mr. Jason Beasy.
Jason Tony. Hi, Jason.
Hi, fellas. Hi, fellas.
Now, look at
this. Boy, you can smell the, tanning cocoa butter stuff.
You know, the lovely Lisa has just taken off her shirt.
Don't you agree that that's a cool look right there with the,
Yeah.
Those used to be bigger.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Right?
They used to be bigger.
Yeah, well, I lost a lot of weight.
She has.
Well, put the good stuff back on, okay?
Yeah.
A couple donuts, maybe.
That's the perfect bikini.
Your boobs are plenty fine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now?
What did you say her boobs are small?
No, I said they used to be bigger. They look great.
How do you know that?
Bigger. They did used to be a lot bigger. The first place I lose.
Call me Mike O'Meara, the horniest man here. Now you, my friend, are the horniest man here. How did you know that her boobs used to be bigger?
How did you know, Jason?
Well, one time she was standing in Buzz's studio back when the G-Man was still here, and I was in here running the board, and her and Wendy thought it would be cool to flash me, and they thought they were flashing their bras. Mm-hmm. At least Lisa did, but she pulled up a little bit too much.
Aha!
You saw her teeth?
You
saw her T-E-A-T-S?
Yes. Lisa, yes. Did you tan today? Did you tan?
Yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
You a little burn on your tummy there? Or?
Yeah, see that from... Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Very nice. Now, Jason, how are you going to pose her? Tell us what you're doing here, Jason. Tell me.
Well, I've spent the afternoon perusing porn.
Yeah.
That's no different than but
you got a little digital happening there.
Yeah,
right?
I brought my home digital camera, which is a little bit better than station camera.
Now, are you going to be offering? Are we all going to be directing this, or is Jason going to be directing this?
I think we're going to leave this in the hands of Jason, and you and I are going to be like everybody at home and just listen.
Okay, very good.
I'll tell you right now that Lisa is, and Rob, you know, even though it's a photo shoot, we're going to have to use mic 5.
Because
I want to get the sounds of Lisa.
Yeah, but I think also the microphone in the shoot will be
couldn't hurt.
Will be good.
Yeah, we got to have this mic'd up.
You can hear the sound of...
There's the camera. And Lisa, tell us about yourself. Your name is Lisa Herndon. I understand that you have the pleasure of working for two of the most dynamic men in show business today. Two great guys, two national treasures, Don and Mike.
Treasures.
How great it must be to be surrounded by men of their presence every day. Lisa.
I'll tell you what, these are two of the most talented men whom I have ever met.
Dynamic, yes.
And sexy.
And describe yourself, Lisa, to the audience.
My physical appearance?
Yeah, how you look.
Let's see,
we've said you're pretty and stuff, but how
okay.
do you think?
I'm 5'5 and a half, about 115 pounds. I play soccer, so... I'm athletic, long blonde hair, blue eyes,
I know you're not going to like this, because I know you don't like her, but I'm going to say the celebrity that I think you most resemble, and I think she's major POA, is Julianne Barbary. I really do.
And I am not mad. No. Don't mock me about this, but she also looks like a very young, in her absolute young, pre-Dudley Moore. When she was hot, she looks a little like Susan Anton.
Ah.
Oh, like a young, mm-hmm. young Susan
hey,
Anton.
Hey, Mike's right on.
Yeah. Huh? Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
You ever seen Coyote Ugly, guys?
Yeah.
I think she looks like the main character in Coyote Ugly.
Yeah, she does. Piper a little bit that look, too. Right. Yeah.
I love that movie.
I stand by Julianne Barbary. Every time I see her on TV, I think it's you.
Oh.
I really do.
All right.
So now that we've established the fact that she's hot,
mm-hmm.
let's find out about your body.
Okay.
Your toned, tanned body.
She's got the, I'm sitting in an angle so I can, like, see across her tummy, and she's got little wispy blonde hairs thing going on, you know. For that's for the guys out there. I thought I'd throw that detail in.
Those are not pubes. Those
no,
are,
no, this no. is, you know, that, that wonderful hair. Little thing you see, that downy.
Yeah, yeah, a little belly hair.
Very, and you have your navel is pierced.
Yes, it is.
And you have some kind of piercing on top of your belly button.
No, it's just a, it's like a barbell, like a curved barbell. So the thing, it screws in at the top, and then at the bottom is a pink stone, which is pink is my
are you
favorite
feeling,
color.
Are you feeling a little self-conscious right now?
A little bit, but I'm it's getting easier.
Yeah.
Because my pants are still on and my shirt's off.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you something I've never noticed about you, and I'm sure it won't be picked up by the camera? You got some hairy forearms, girl. You really do.
She didn't like that.
She didn't. Strump. There was profanity in here. Yeah. There was
oh
a little
my gosh,
profanity.
I am so sorry.
I'm kidding, of course.
I'm Eastern European. I always thought that about myself.
It's
like Dracula.
Don't make me say it again.
It's the lighting in here. I've seen you wear short sleeves and stuff a million times, and have never noticed.
Now, what faces?
Your hairy arm.
What kind of facial expressions are you going to give the camera? What are you looking for?
I was thinking something like this.
Okay,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Thank you.
That was like the face you see on one of those blow-up dolls.
Ah, yes.
With the yeah, when the mouth
now,
is permanent.
You know what you need? You need this rapport that we're having right now, so you smile naturally like you
right.
just did.
That's right. Okay. That's true. Yeah, I have to be out of the shot, right? Move the microphone to the back corner, and we're going to have this dialogue while you're doing
okay,
this.
Should I take my pants off then?
She's
dying to take her pants off.
Yes.
Right. Pants are coming off.
Here we go. And...
Well, I forgot she's got a tattoo, too.
A butterfly on her upper right thigh.
Right. And that is the bikini that we picked, the perfect bikini.
That's the right one.
That looks good.
It's going to work.
That's the right one.
I can't believe this.
This, you know,
you wanted
I'm impressed.
You wanted this.
I am impressed. You should
now,
be.
Can I make one suggestion?
Sure.
I would lose the watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because then you're balanced out. You have a nice piece of jewelry on both arms.
I would also do an
and you got a nice necklace on today.
I would do an over the shoulder shot too.
One of these.
Yeah.
Hand on my hip or no?
Yeah. Hands on the hips is good. Don't you think? Yeah. Jason, what do you think?
Jason, Tony, we're posing her now.
Yeah, you're gonna have some butt shots in this, right? Okay. I know women are funny about their asses.
And don't slouch. Stand up straight.
Oh.
Really stand? Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Pose.
No,
pose.
Shoulders back.
That's right. That's right. Pose. And strut. Beautiful. Yes.
You like it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm going to have to come over there and adjust the bikini, though, because you've got some issues with it bunching up.
Oh.
All right. All right, Jason,
are you really going to let him adjust your
bikini? Do I have permission? Do I have to call someone?
Call the third floor?
Hey.
Are you really going to touch your butt?
Call the monkey house?
Look at this. Jason,
damn you, pornographer!
This is what a photographer does.
He is really.
He's doing a good job.
She had a slight spot on her bikini bottom that was kind of turned down. Oh, and now I would pay you $100 if you pulled that string on her bikini top.
Okay.
All right, Lisa.
I don't want to move now because you adjusted me.
Lisa, hey, shoulders back.
She's standing there. Okay.
And,
there you go.
Now pivot. That's right. Sell it, baby.
Oh yeah.
Sell sex, baby. Sell it, baby. Yeah.
There you go. Put your chin up a little bit.
Think about your dream man.
There you go.
Okay. Now, okay.
We got
swinging from a tire.
All right. Now here we go.
Very nice. Now serious, provocative look. Serious, not goofy, funny look.
Now,
provocative look.
How about hook your right hand thumb underneath the strap as you turn around? This
now, give us a look that says.
There you go.
He's right.
Shoulders back.
I'm ready to S your D.
Oh, wait.
Well, no, close your mouth.
Just close the mouth.
There you go.
Nice natural smile on that one.
That she's smiling, then we got to have the serious look.
Right, now, let's get a serious. Sure. Now, give me the I'm ready to F look. I mean, give it to Jason. Give it to the camera.
How I don't know what that pose is.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. You got it, yeah.
Give the look. You know what it is? It's a come hither look.
Yeah.
Shoulders back.
I need a Farrah Fawcett hair flip.
There you go. Right there. Right? Good. Good.
There you go.
That might be it.
That's a good shot.
Might be
that was a good
winning
shot.
Photograph right there.
That was a good shot.
I'm ready. This is exciting.
All right,
there's
good.
A good shot.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, playful. Playful. Kind of a playful
Al?
Look. You're a playful cat. You're a kitty cat.
There you go. Do that thing you do where you touch your boobs? Yeah, yeah. One like that. But okay, now.
Oh, for the picture.
Shoulders back. Shoulders back.
And you want me to put my hands on them?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'm touching them.
Pout.
Right.
Pout.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Yes.
That
one.
That's it.
Winner.
All right, now. Nice. Jungle Cat, got to get on your knees.
No.
Jungle Cat in the woods.
Now, very sullen.
Wait a minute. That's not a full-length body shot.
But it's going to work. You're going to send the whole package there. And I'm talking about, like, facing the camera. You know, like you're a crawling panther.
Austin Powers movie?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Work with me on this. I'm not doing this to degrade you. I'm doing this to help you get into this magazine. Jason, you're going to have to get on your knees also to get on that floor level thing. All right? Guys, trust me on this. All right? Mm-hmm. Trust me. Trust me.
I trust.
There you go. All right, good, good. Here we go. Now, it's that kind of thing. And it's this look. It's look, where you look at the mic.
I just want to say I have nothing to do with this shot.
Hey, can we bring in...
Look at the camera like this.
Yeah, it's what it...
Stop. Can we bring in a... Yeah, we need to bring
it
in.
We're now going into what turns Mike on.
Okay, yeah, that's a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, what we need is a mirror behind her, right? Oh. As she's doing that.
No, we don't. Well, okay. Now you're in your own world. All right, give it a try. Trust me on this.
All right.
Mike wants you to crawl on the floor.
Jungle Cat Seeking Prey.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're calling this one. How's it look, Don? You can see it from your angle. I can't see it from where I am.
It's private.
There we go. See? Is that a good... See, it's like a beach shot. It's like swimsuit calendar. Right, that's good.
Very nice.
Good job.
Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. And how about some implied nudity? Shall we go with implied nudity?
Like to cover...
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. How about you go in the other room... Take your top off and come back and just cover your boobs with your hands.
All right.
I don't think so.
You're not going to do that?
No.
No implied nudity then. Damn.
All right. Well, how about you take your bottoms off and just come in and
like this?
Put like a record over the where your CD over where your
I put headphones over my boobs.
You know,
a pair of headphones, somebody.
No.
You know, eventually, if they want you to be in the magazine,
they're going
to
do.
Yeah,
that.
Eventually. I mean, they're.
Should we get the station logo in the back?
No.
No.
I feel no particular loyalty to the station at this particular time.
That's subject to change at any moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Perhaps we reschedule for sometime in the future.
But for right now, I think it's better that it's simply known as the Don and Mike Show with no particular radio station affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
And then there,
Hold on.
Take one like that.
Yeah, with the shoulders back.
Hands on the hips. Very nice.
That is a perfect bikini choice. And now, how about this?
One more mic, because we have to break.
All right, how about this look? This look. Stunned.
Imagine
I just saw your package. Oh, I'm sorry, that's frightened. Oh, I'm sorry.
How about look stunned? Like just...
Like...
Yes. That's the look I wanted.
One more.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
And one with a picture of Mel Karmazin.
Here he goes.
Like a giant portrait of Mel Karmazin right now.
Can you hold it so it looks like you're naked, but behind the picture of Mel?
Yes, I can do
there
that.
There you go. We have to take the strap down off the neck.
All right, here we go.
That'll be a classic.
We're getting...
Yoo-hoo! We're getting close now.
Yoo-hoo!
Time for the reflection in Buzz's studio.
All right.
Thank you, Lisa.
Jason is doing everything he can to get Lisa naked today. Hold on. You got to put this... Pull the strap down a little bit.
Look at Jason. God.
No, pull the picture down. Come on. All right, that's good.
There he is. You do look naked.
That is great. That's the Christmas card right there from the Donna Mike Show.
All right, there she is.
Fantastic.
Lovely Lisa Herndon.
Good job, Lisa.
There she is.
Good job.
Get ready for Playboy.
Good job. You know what she's in, no doubt.
I know we were talking about the web. Lisa, are you going to put any of these photos up on the web now for folks to look at?
Yeah, probably on WISP.com, probably.
Okay. If you could get those up by Showtime tomorrow, I have no problem with the immediacy on that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
As a matter of fact, I'd like the fact that we'd make people wait till tomorrow to see what they've just heard.
Fantastic.
Maybe they can go up... At 3 o'clock,
baby. Look. All right.
Thank you.
She is. Lisa Herndon. And I'm looking right now at the great thing about a digital camera.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the picture of her holding the giant picture of Mel. It's covering up her body, her genitals. Is that great?
Those are going to be great.
We should send that one to New York if we ever re-up here.
Sure.
Tarzan says New York if we don't reappear.
You know what?
Either way.
I think we did very well today. I think we did very well.
You are a handsome woman, Lisa.
She's set. She's a shoo-in.
Absolutely. You made the right move by being so incredibly cruel to those American idiot finalists that we had today. I'm proud of you.
That was Lisa's naked cruelty.
You did the right thing.
I think you are a shoo-in.
I'm telling you. You getting your picture taken equals big Arbotron rating.
Amen. Perfect timing. Thanks for doing it in the fall.
Thank you, Lisa. We will break and be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The whole world's gone gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes. The queer duality of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, yes, it's a time. It's time. Here we go.
The whole world's gone gay.
All right, I heard that one.
This guy's a brute.
If you're reading today's USA Today for Craig Wilson, absolutely unusable.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he's done that to us quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
However, we saved last week's for today.
Oh, very good.
You cracked me up.
Said that last week it was unreadable, when in fact it was quite readable.
Very good.
I simply saved it in case today sucked because he wrote last week about Halloween.
Excellent.
So now, without further ado, we ready? Here we go. Let's do it. From UFA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Rapper can't hide the not-so-sweet truth inside.
Nothing more than
looking over Halloween candy the other day, I came across these bags of bite-sized treats. Seems every checkout line in America these days. I was a bit surprised when I saw fun size printed on each wrapper.
Fun size? There was nothing fun about the size whatsoever. If anything, it was kind of a cruel size, especially if you were a little kid in search of a man-sized candy bar. Come Halloween night.
Trying to forget
I was chatting with Fred Hoffman, a talk show host on KCPS in Burlington, Iowa. Station running this show, incidentally, right now. I'm not kidding about that.
Wow.
Burlington, Iowa the other day, solving many of the world's problems. Conversation turned to this lack of truth in advertising. He too agreed there was nothing fun about this fun size.
In fact, he said one of his best childhood memories was trick-or-treating on Halloween and coming upon a house where people actually handed out regular-sized candy bars.
No fool, he raced down the street to spread the word among the neighborhood kids. Immediately, everyone began swapping costumes.
Oh, wow.
Quickly returning to the magnanimous man's house as a variety of gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
He said the experience impressed him so that he handed out regular-sized bars one Halloween just to give the next generation the same thrill he once had.
This fun-sized ad campaign brings up a question. Can you say anything you want these days and get away with it?
Politicians have for years.
Hussein won re-election last week, and Iraq hailed it as a unique manifestation of democracy that is superior to all other forms of democracy.
I guess what made it so superior for him is that he had no opposition and got 100% of the vote. I have to agree that technique would solve most of the problems voters seem to have in Florida.
And then there are those recorded greetings you get when you call a company or a store or your insurance agent.
Your call is very important to us, so please stay on the line until the next available customer and service agent can serve you.
Hey, Mr. Herman.
If my call is so important to them, why don't they have a human being there to answer it? I'd even ask someone that question if I ever got a breathing body on the line.
Just the other day, I got so deep into one of those listen carefully to the menu selections because they've changed, Dave. Dial 1 for billing, dial 9 for murder. I stayed on only because I already had invested 20 minutes. Besides, I wanted to see if there was a human being in there somewhere.
Hold on, reset.
Yeah.
There was not.
I have a couple of good ones thus far. Man, my favorite is about The man-sized candy bar.
Man-sized. And then we changed costume.
You're a little kid into a man-sized candy bar. Oh, back to the final word.
By Craig Wilson.
I eventually got disconnected, which actually made me feel quite liberated. I did feel bad, though, since the call was very important to them.
But my all-time favorite truth in advertising moment came a while back when my bank, which was a block from my house, closed.
That was bad enough. But then they put a sign on the door. For your convenience, we've moved the branch to Bethesda.
Bethesda is 6 miles away.
For my convenience, I moved to another bank. Around the corner.
And that's the truth.
There it is. Yeah, we kept that in a one of them preserve jars.
That's another
for a week.
Life-changing column. God.
You know, well, compared to what he had today.
Yes.
I mean, he gave us nothing to work with today. At least there we had man-sized. If you're a little kid in search of a man-sized candy bar. Wow.
Man-sized candy bar.
Let's swap costumes.
Yeah. Interesting choice of words. Man-sized.
And, of course, he worked in Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Right. Come on over and have my Wilson-sized candy bar.
There it is. Craig Wilson, that's from last week's paper.
But it applies to Halloween.
Yeah, so we held on to it. What the hell? Here's Guy Birdley right now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz. Me.
He made it up.
Oh, and Craiger, if you're listening, you owe us a real good one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Next week, you owe us a real good one. We want to hear about Jack. Your partner,
France.
We want to hear about your mom.
Yeah.
We want to hear about your love of shoes. And for God's sakes, Fred Hoffman from KCPS in Burlington, Iowa. How could you have this guy on your show and not mention us and let us know about
it? And incidentally, the whole fun size riff.
Yeah.
About 2 years late. Yeah. Maybe 3 years late.
Mm-hmm. Started on this show.
Absolutely.
It was.
A man named Geronimo against a man named Goldstein.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Yes,
Craig.
What's the lead story?
Tonight, women's groups unhappy about their TV image.
Lisa Herndon, she had her clothes on.
Hello. Are you unhappy about your TV image, Lisa?
Yes.
See, I told you.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
Hey, dude. Walker. And for Buzz and News Now, Buzz's new show brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers. Or call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Some women are not happy about their TV image. The National Organization for Women's annual report on primetime says the six networks featured 134 more men than women in lead roles, and that most women on the tube are just eye candy.
Quit, you bitches.
This little girl has knockers.
That's a good girl.
Now says most women on TV fall into the Jennifer Aniston standard of beauty.
And what's wrong with that? She is so hot.
Young, thin, and white, they say. Another national women's group.
Their boobs aren't thin.
No, that's true.
Big, full breasts.
Right. And another national women's group, Concerned Women for America.
Can't believe you said that. She has big, full breasts.
Yes, she does.
Lovely, big, full, round breasts.
Yes.
Titanic orbs of fun flesh.
And labia majora.
That just are amazing.
They will not stop.
Incredible.
They will not stop.
Man, I'd like to see her on Major Dad.
Which brings us to the complaint of another national women's group, Concerned Women for America, going after what might be called white-collar pornography.
Majora Dad.
The group says AT&T, MCI, EchoStar, and DirecTV make hundreds of millions of dollars by distributing X-rated material. And the CWA says it's also disgusted with Visa and MasterCard for their involvement in porn sites on the Internet.
Oh, stop it.
Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura says he may appoint a regular citizen to fill out the rest of Paul Wellstone's term.
I'm really thinking about getting a regular citizen. And not me. I'm done. I'm done with this crap.
You're quitting.
This has been a crappy job. I liked it better when I was a SEAL.
Ventura had been planning on temporarily filling Wellstone's seat with a Democrat, but the governor was angered by what he considered a partisan pro-Democrat tone at last night's memorial service.
Were you angry about that, Jesse?
I was pissed. It's a funeral.
That's right.
They turned it into a political rally.
So today Ventura threatened to appoint an independent instead of a Democrat.
I'm going to appoint a basic independent. I only like my pinball machine.
And now he says he hasn't ruled out picking someone who has absolutely no political experience.
I'm getting Hulk Hogan to fill the seat. He's an independent, like I am.
Whomever he chooses would only serve for a few weeks in a lame duck session of Congress because Wellstone was up for re-election. An Eagle Scout in Washington State has a week to say he believes in God or he's out of the Scouts. Daryl Lambert has 37 merit badges.
Rob. That was Rob.
Of course you know that was Rob.
Unbridled Rob.
Yes. Rob Unplugged. Daryl Lambert has 37 merit badges and has logged more than 1,000 hours of community service.
Private Joker.
But he's an atheist. And he refuses to say otherwise.
Thank God he's an atheist.
He says he'd be lying if he said he believed in God.
Get the queer duality of that.
Yes.
I get jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he's an atheist.
Put him in a foxhole. There are no atheists in foxholes.
It could get interesting with the Boy Scouts. A number of parents and his troops say they'll fight to keep Daryl in the organization.
One more before a break here, Buzz.
A skydiver for a new Bruce Willis movie is missing.
It's not my pants.
Yeah. And it sounded like that.
Just adjusting yourself there.
Sorry about that.
A skydiver from a new Bruce Willis movie is missing. The parachutist vanished after landing in the Pacific Ocean during filming. He was one of nine jumping from 14,000 feet. They were supposed to land on the beach. Two landed in deep water, and only one was rescued. The rescue has been hampered by choppy seas and high winds, but the search continues now.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
Attention.
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 Niles.
Attention.
We'll be...
No.
That's had nothing to do with a guy.
There's no glass
falling
in the ocean.
Falling into the ocean.
He might have been wearing glasses.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I should probably say this off air, but you always leave before I do. Tell your wife.
Yes.
That my wife says, okay.
All right.
We're on for Friday night.
Excellent.
We're swapping. About time. How long has it been, you guys?
I've been 20-some
years.
Working for years on it.
Very good.
Say it isn't so.
What?
VH1 is canceling the Liza Minnelli reality show before it even debuted.
No.
Yes, the network says Liza was...
Bitter!
Liza was great, but that her husband, David Guest, was impossible to work with.
Righteous.
VH1, which desperately needs a show someone will watch, was hoping to cash in on the craze inspired by the Osbournes. Not gonna happen. VH1 says Guest restricted access to his wife and was a neat freak who made the camera crew wear surgical booties in the house.
Oh, God.
That's
watchable.
The Osbournes are coming back to TV next month. Despite Sharon's cancer, which left the show in doubt, it'll be back on MTV November 26th. Since we last left the family...
Take that again.
He who laughs last. Since we last left the family, there was Sharon's cancer, another Ozfest tour, meeting the Queen of England and President Bush, winning an Emmy Award, and the addition of another teenager and more dogs to the house. The second season of the comedy reality show will run 10 weeks.
Is the other daughter going to be on?
No, they've adopted a teenage boy.
Great.
Yeah, I'd like to meet that adoption agent.
In sports, Dallas Cowboys safety Darren Woodson says he can't change the way he was taught to play football. But that way is costing him $75,000. The NFL's fining Woodson for a hit on Seattle's Daryl Jackson while Jackson was catching a pass. Jackson got a concussion, suffered a seizure, and spent a night in the hospital. Commissioner Tagliabue says the league will keep cracking down on high and hard hits on quarterbacks and receivers.
The man's game, Buzz.
And finally, are you ready for Debbie Does Dallas the musical?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I ever? Sorry, I can't do that. Am I ever?
The off-Broadway show.
Wow, I suck at singing.
Opens tonight in New York as a comedy.
This bulletin just in.
There's no onstage sex or even nudity in the stage adaptation of the 1970s porn movie.
The grassroots thought differently.
Producers say they were joking around about what passes for a Broadway show these days and decided to lift the plot from one of the few pornos that actually had one.
Am I ever?
They say it's really the story of the American dream. Five girls move to Dallas to become pro football cheerleaders. A lack of luck forces them to find some other way to support themselves. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. Keep it right there. You have to know your range. I'm Billy Shatner. I'm a talkie. You know, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
The girl with the kaleidoscope eyes.
See you tomorrow for Halloween. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I gotta be me.
Show off. Yeah, really.
Toodaloo.
Pass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.